mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another important broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the second day of December 2008. Paul Watson joined us Friday and Monday. He'll be joining us again with new developments and new breaking information. More and more the picture is becoming clear. We always keep an open mind and just analyze the information coming in. But this Pakistan-India situation with Mumbai has all the earmarks, hundreds of them, of a very sophisticated staged event. So we'll be talking for one segment with him coming up in the next segment. We then have one of the directors of the group that has been studying fake news, fake newscast, paid for propaganda by the federal government. And by the way, it is nonpartisan. So we have one of the directors from the Center for Media and Democracy about fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. So that is coming up today. And then we have Mike Adams, the health ranger, breaking down what the Associated Press is reporting. 90% of the infant formula in the United States has melamine, a deadly poison that attacks all the organs, the liver, the kidneys, and has killed thousands of children in China and even killed some children in the United States. What does the government do? They say, well, we've told you melamine's been deadly for 80 years, but now we're going to say it's not bad for you. It's like, we've always told you mercury's bad, but now we say it's good. This is all part of the throwing it in our face, just shocking us into submission. So we'll be discussing that coming up in the fourth hour today. In the first 2 hours of the show, after we talked to Paul, I was on Coast to Coast AM in the first hour last night. And I appreciate George Norrie having me on. He contacted me and I said, let me guess what you're contacting me about. You want me back on to talk about the fact that the Washington Post has come out. The Pentagon admits they're abolishing the National Guard and they're going to put regular troops on the streets of America. He said, you bet, that's why we're calling you. Well, to be technical, his producer, Tom Danheiser. And so I was on the show last night, and I covered quite a bit, but I didn't get into all the facets. And so we'll be discussing those today, because it's a huge issue. And everything with these people is bait and switch. Everything is diversion. Everything is distraction with the globalist. Everything is sleight of hand. They've got everybody talking about a $24 billion, $25 billion bailout of the auto industry. Should it be done? Shouldn't it be done? Instead of the almost $8 trillion stolen by the offshore private banks in the last 6 weeks. See, bait and switch. Everybody's discussing that bailout, not all the others, which aren't bailouts, they're takeovers. It's the same thing. There's discussions about, well, should we have troops on the streets to fight al-Qaeda? I mean, this report says that by 2013, we will be hit with nukes and biologicals. It will happen. So you can bet the globalists are going to do that now. They did the same thing on 9/11. Said that would happen, and then it did, as they try to terrorize us into submission. And so, A, they make it all about terrorism. When you actually read all the Pentagon directives and the planning and the training and the memo, the directive from Secretary of Defense Gates, they say clearly that this is for insurrection and to suppress the American people, for civil unrest. They're merging the military with the local police. It's in there. Instead, though, they tell the public in the big announcements it's for terrorism, knowing the public won't go read the public Pentagon documents. And there's an even another level of lies to all of this. There are just so many facets to the disinformation, because, you know, people are saying, well, shouldn't we have the National Guard here to fight terrorism? It isn't the National Guard. They're getting rid of the Guard. It'll be under NORTHCOM control, and governors will serve at the pleasure of the executive, of the president, as federal officers. It's all in there. It's all there. This is a big deal.
From his
is Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. The information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas in occupied lower 48, United States occupied by foreign offshore banks who are openly setting up world government, abolishing liberty and freedom on a planetary scale. Coming to you from the heart of the resistance, Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining us today. Okay, we're going to get into fake TV news and propaganda coming up. We're going to get into the melamine in the milk and other poisons today with another guest, as I mentioned in the last segment, but I know some stations carry the news and just now joined us, so letting you know. We also have other reports in St. Petersburg, Florida. They want to do home inspections of your houses. Everyone's house will get a home inspection by the government. End of the Fourth Amendment. Other cities are wanting to put cameras in citizens' homes. They're doing government tests to put cameras in cars, watching all of us. That's in the New York Times. This is beyond Orwell, what is unfolding, what is happening right now. Now, a lot of people called in to the shows last week that I did live, Tuesday and Friday, and I got a lot of emails and comments saying, Alex, tell us what happened in Mumbai, in India, with Pakistan. And we said on air, well, we can only gauge the intelligence we're getting, filtering hundreds of news stories out of the Indian press, the Pakistani press, going off the history of what we know. We laid out the different scenarios that were most probable. I don't just go on air every time there's a terrorist attack and say, it's government, it's staged, it's an inside job. We look at it, and then we assess it, and then over time, we always get more information. There are four different types of terror attacks in the world today. There are completely staged government false flag events that have no connection to foreign terrorist groups or foreign military groups, like 9/11. Then there are spectacular provocateur actions where criminal groups are hired by Western intelligence agencies, and then the criminal groups go out and hire sub-criminal groups to carry out terror attacks for large cash payments. Generally, then a patsy, normally a mentally ill person on government welfare who's been in psychiatric care, will be framed for it and will be put in a mental institution. Then there's other types where they allow terrorists into a country or into a border region and open the doors for them and have intelligence stand down so they can carry out the attacks. But they never know they were allowed to do it. And then you have real terror attacks, which are spontaneous, like a woman going on a bus and stabbing 15, 14 people, or somebody blowing themselves up. I mean, there is lots of real terrorism, and generally it's really tribal warfare. It's African tribes killing each other, animus killing animus, nature worshipers. It's Muslims killing Christians. It's Christians killing Muslims. In Nigeria, there were, hundreds and hundreds killed just 2 days ago with Muslims and Christians killing each other in a border region between a Christian and Muslim area over disputed elections. And you've got a better chance of dying from a real terror attack than you do of being struck by lightning twice. They have those statistics out there. Well, terrorism, period. I mean, it is very, very rare in a world of 6.5 billion people now. That's right. The newest census projections are 6.5 billion as of 2008. So, yeah, a few thousand people die a year of terrorism. Hundreds of thousands die every year in the U.S. on the roads. Millions die worldwide in car accidents every year. Millions drown in their pools or in the lake or the river. Hundreds are eaten by crocodiles in Africa alone. Thousands die from cobra bites. Thousands die from hippopotamus attack. Hundreds die from elephant attack. Thousands die every year in the U.S. from hitting deer and flying off the road. But the media hypes the terrorism to terrorize you. It's psychological warfare. So, saying all of that now, being almost 7 days into the terror attacks being commenced, being initiated, being executed, being launched, being released in Mumbai, the financial capital of India, there is no doubt in my mind this is a government operation. The only question is, what government? We know who controls ISI. British, Israeli, and U.S. intelligence. That's mainline information, mainline news. The former head of Pakistani intelligence, their president, and others have come out and said this is staged by militants controlled by Western intelligence who they set up in the 70s and 80s, the Mujahideen, a staged attack on India as a pretext to start a war between our two nations so the West can basically invade Pakistan and put a new puppet in. The very same terrorists that attacked Mumbai in the last 8 months have been attacking on a weekly basis government buildings, trying to kill the elected government of Pakistan, trying to overthrow them, to topple them, to remove them, to oust them, to rout them, to push them out. A junta, a purge, a coup. How did they overthrow Iran? They used Muslim extremists funded by the CIA and MI6 and Kermit Roosevelt, all declassified in Operation Ajax, to overthrow that government. Then they double-crossed the Muslim extremists and put in the Shah. On record, declassified. CIA history. On their own site. Covered in terror storm. Now, I got to go to Watson. I've only got him to the bottom of the hour. He's very busy with some other things. The point is, hundreds of new pieces of evidence have come out. Now, in the London Telegraph today, Mumbai attacks, terrorists took cocaine to stay awake. They found syringes, methamphetamine, LSD. LSD, Muslims taking LSD out of Pakistan. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys were young people. They were dressed like punk rockers. That's what witnesses saw. Many of them were light-skinned. That is in the Indian papers themselves. They had been at some base completely hopped up on drugs. The CIA has done massive tests and studies on this. And they probably, we're not sure, but there's all these earmarks. We just know it's staged. They probably just shot up with LSD. You shoot somebody up with LSD, they're not on this planet. They can't even talk normally for a week. Or it's just mindless babble. Totally fries the brain. You know, what the public takes in the U.S. is 1/1,000th of what they inject people with in mind control. And we have all that declassified. These guys were shot up on LSD. Syringes with LSD. That's London Telegraph and all the major Indian papers. LSD, cocaine and methamphetamine, mind control. They probably just grabbed people in the hotel who fit the profile, shot them up with these drugs. These probably aren't even the fighters. But if they were on these drugs, it's mind control. And they have huge black sites, ghost sites, and that's what they do is mind control. The Pentagon admits Camp X-Ray, where they took all these innocent people, was a laboratory for mind control and torture. They were shooting them up there. Let's go to Paul Watson. Paul's got a story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Mumbai terrorists were aided by Indian authorities. Series of specific warnings ignored. Security measures relaxed. Police refused to shoot back. Paul Watson, this is looking bad.
It's looking very suspicious, Alex. I mean, it's being confirmed, whether you want to say they botched it up or it's deliberate. There's no doubt about it. The terrorists were aided by the Indian authorities. Now it's come out that the CIA warning from the station chief in Delhi about the method of attack being via the sea and the target of the attack being the Taj Mahal Hotel was just one of a series of warnings of a possible attack on Mumbai by the sea in the month leading up to last week's attack, reports AFP today. So they were being warned by everyone that this was about to happen. The security measures at the Taj Mahal were lowered right before the attack happened. And then you've got these reports about the Indian police, even though the terrorists were sitting ducks, the Indian police were hiding and, you know, able to fire upon them, but refused to do so. And there's the story of the photographer who was the picture editor of the Mumbai Mirror, Sebastian D'Souza, who took many of the photos of the terrorists, which in some cases show them apparently hopped up on drugs with the manic expressions and so forth. And he said that he told the Belfast Telegraph, quote, "There are armed policemen hiding all around the station, but none of them did anything. At one point, I ran up to them and told them to use their weapons. I said, shoot them, they're sitting ducks, but they just didn't shoot back. As the gunmen fired at policemen taking cover across the street, Mr. D'Souza realised that a train was pulling into the station, unaware of the horror within. And then it goes on. So the police were refusing to shoot back at the terrorists right from the outset of the attack.
Yeah, the combatants looked like something out of a Hollywood mind control movie. I mean, demonic faces, whacked out of their minds, non-Muslim garb. And I mean, now it's admitted, injectors everywhere with LSD and cocaine. They were mainlining cocaine and LSD. I mean, that is right out of the CIA mind control handbook.
Well, I don't see an explanation for why. I can understand why they take cocaine if they want to stay up for two nights or whatever. But LSD completely upsets your perception of the world around you. That's not what you want to
happen. Well, no, that's mind control. You grab your mind control people that have been, you know, for a year or two being tortured till their brains are gone. You dump them out, hand them machine guns, and they do operant conditioning with them where they shock treatment them, that they torture them. If they refuse to pick up the toy gun in the shooting rooms, you know, with projectors up as they shoot troops, that's one of the shooter mind control programs that's been leaked and declassified. And then they give them the cocaine to make them have an aggressive bad trip. But you're right. Normally, shooting somebody up with LSD, they'd be unable to even operate. So, again, that was just meant to see on camera crazy people leering, walking around tripping on LSD while the real commandos were busy shooting. That's why police were told not to shoot back, because they didn't want to shoot their own people. Meanwhile, you got the whacked out of their mind LSD heads running around foaming at the mouth, who can then be gunned down by police. Stay with us, Paul, one more segment. They were on LSD, cocaine, methamphetamine, injecting it. Says other stimulants. Just so happens that's the declassified 40s, 50s, and 60s commando mixture given to troops in Vietnam, you name it. They've also been giving similar cocktails to troops in Afghanistan. Source, Wired Magazine. Headline, The Marshall Plan. Let's go back to Paul Watson. Paul, in the 4 minutes we've got left in this segment, there's so many facets to this, but when you look at the total picture that we've covered in the last two interviews we've done on this, last week and then yesterday, from the motive to the history to having Obama, you know, say there's going to be a major crisis, all his people saying this, and we said it'll be Pakistan. It'll be in that region. And then look what happened, because they telegraphed this. They want all the people in the know worldwide, government leaders and others, to know that they're doing it. And they stand to gain now as a pretext to go into Pakistan, Paul.
That's right. And I mean, there's another aspect. About a month ago, I came on your show and talked about a story that came out of China about representatives from Rand Corporation approaching the Pentagon and saying, basically, look, this financial downturn is killing everyone and it's killing us. We need a new war for weapon sales and to cover up, to distract from this financial downturn.
And they said it's got to be major. It's got to be World War III level. And boom, look what we see happening.
Yeah, so maybe that's linked as well. But now today you've got a report. The Indian foreign minister has refused to rule out military action against Pakistan following the Mumbai attacks, contradicting earlier statements. And these two countries have been to war three times before. It's not like it hasn't happened.
The West gave nukes to both sides. Again, they're telling you, have troops on the streets for terrorism, keep America safe, and our criminal government, illegitimate government, gave nukes to both sides.
And not only nukes, I mean, at the height of it, in 2001, 2002, the last time they nearly went to war, the US and Britain was selling F-16 fighter bombers and missile systems to India, and then when they did that, Pakistan would protest, and so they said, okay, we'll sell them to you as well.
Let's be clear. They did have a conventional war in Kashmir with ground troops, artillery, helicopters, thousands dead. They just didn't have a full-blown war.
Exactly, and you can go and read. In fact, someone emailed it to me again today. The consequences of an India-Pakistan nuclear war. Go and read that article, and quite frightening to say the least. But yeah, they've been armed. The US and Britain has armed both sides in the past. The difference is now they've got nukes, and the Indian foreign minister's talking about war. You had the US aircraft carriers sailing to the border of Pakistan in the immediate aftermath, not even in the aftermath, within the first few hours of this attack unfolding. So it's dangerous. And all the signs point to there at least being some kind of provocateur or group of provocateurs that were involved in the attack, because it just doesn't make sense without that.
You got a bunch of lunatics hopped up on LSD, amphetamines, and cocaine running around. And then meanwhile, all the witnesses are saying there was close to 50 different people running around. They'd see 10, 20, 30 together at once, and they're claiming it's only 10 people. And then they grab the one drooling patsy who went out and grandstanded, hallucinating for everybody, and say he's basically the commander. And I knew when I saw his picture, I said, that's going to be the one guy they catch. That's going to be the patsy. And last week I said, you watch, you're going to trot some blown-out-of-his-mind patsy. I mean, these guys leave me foaming on the mouth sometimes when they catch him and bring him out. I mean, it's always the same, Paul. They have manuals on how they do this.
That's right. Now you've got Obama appointing all the war hawks to his cabinet, basically getting everything ready for what he said he'd do during the election campaign, which was to expand the bombing raids in Pakistan. And I've noticed that all the liberals, or the majority of them, on the liberal websites, for example, when the announcement that Gates would continue, they were all saying continuity in this area is what we need. And Obama campaigned on the foundation of, quote, change, and now all his liberal mindless supporters, or the majority of them at least, are saying we need continuity.
Four legs good, two legs bad. Now four legs good, two legs good too. Now four legs good, two legs better.
Right.
1984, Animal Farm all over again. And don't forget what Hermann Goering did when they firebombed the Reichstag. They grabbed a mentally ill person out of a mental institution, stripped him down naked, drugged him, and threw Marinus Vanderly about on the street to then take the rap and have his head cut off as the firebomber of the Reichstag. Now that's all been released and declassified. Same thing here. Thank you, Paul Watson. To break down how mind control works. There's different schools of it, but just what we know, what's declassified. If you see the new, the more modern Manchurian candidate, very accurate.
Said a joker to the thief.
Very, very accurate.
Too much confusion.
They had that perfected in the 1960s.
No relief.
They made movies about it in the early 60s and threw it in your face, starring old Blue Eyes.
None were level on the mind.
And it always leaks out. People say, well, this stuff would come out if it was happening. It does come out. But the public can't handle the horror. The public is too frightened at a subconscious level to be able to face the danger. And so the danger grows and wins.
No,
the evil takes over. Not me. Not you, the listeners of this show. It isn't that we don't have concern. It is because we are concerned that we have decided to fight back. To do the best we can as watchmen on the parapet walls.
And this is not
to warn our fellow humans of the great evil that has seized control of our planet and that is setting up a bloodthirsty world government, a charnel house of sin, a slaughterhouse of pain and misery, mountains of stinking dead flesh. Black sun high in the sky, shining down on the pain. The psychic vampires of the New World Order, grown fat and bloated, souls of men. All right, I'm going to get back into the mind control program and a bunch of other news and issues. Like riled up Kenneth City residents slow council's neatness drive. They want to inspect everybody's home, not just on the outside, but the inside. Make sure your house is neat, and if it isn't, they're going to take your children. Ha ha, the journey into enslavement is intensifying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I get back into that, I want to tell you about a couple of sponsors that make this transmission possible. Number one, got a new sponsor that I'm really excited about, SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com, a great seed package, very, very affordable, and everybody should do this. And if you buy seed packs in mass, it is just exponentially inexpensive compared to going to the store and paying $2 or $3 for, you know, 10, 15 seeds for one variety or another. These are non-GMO seeds, by the way. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Just one word, SurvivalistSeeds.com, or you can call them at 620-637-2978, 620-639-2978. Knowing that something's coming is not the solution. Preparing for what's coming is the answer. Get 7 years of healthy food for pennies a pound, 100% heirloom seeds grown, your own food, and eliminate your dependence on society. Get 15,000 heirloom vegetable seeds for a 7-year family supply for just $129 plus $20 shipping and receive a free how-to DVD instructional video. Get seeds 5 times cheaper than the GM trash sold at Death Mart. Same day priority shipping by UPS, online at survivalistseeds.com or call 620-637-2978, survivalistseeds.com. Very excited about that. And along the same line of especially our people, the people that are really aware, that saw this coming, that have cared, the salt of the earth, not dancing around like Jezebel or dancing around below Mount Sinai with the golden calf, worshiping football in the BCS rankings, people need to get prepared, and you'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. And there's a place to find out how to inexpensively prepare your own food, how to store it. They have the videos, the books, the materials you need at foodshortageusa.com, 877-327-0365. Give Food Shortage USA a call or go online to foodshortageusa.com. That's 877-327-0365. The website reveals a step-by-step way for the average guy to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part about the system is that it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. And I want to say something about other folks that make this broadcast possible. Namely, our local AM and FM affiliates and their local sponsors. When you hear local sponsors that are played on this show in local markets around the country, be sure, especially in these hard times, to support those sponsors, to call them, to tell friends and family about them. We as a community, people that love liberty, need to work together and stick together in these darkening times, in these scary times. So also support our local affiliate sponsors. And if you're listening on an AM or FM station, please spread the word about that station, whether it's in Florida or Illinois or Texas or California or Wyoming or Montana, stations all over the place, New York. Please spread the word about those fine stations. Kansas, Missouri, places like that, all over. Please spread the word about those fine stations. 1330 up in Taylor, covering about a third or more of Texas. I can hear that all the way out at our family ranch in East Texas. Just all these fine stations, 90.1 here in Austin. Please spread the word, because you can just tell folks at red lights, hey, tune into the local station, give them the call letters. And that said, last but not least, prisonplanet.tv, until Christmas, you can get 5+ months free. You get 5.3 months free when you pay for 6.7 months. That's what it comes down to. Biggest discount ever. 4.5 years of operation at PrisonPlanet.tv. Super fast download, streaming video, flash. You can burn them to disk, give them to people. Thousands of videos we've done. All 20 of my films in super high quality. Prison Planet. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get a trial $5.95 monthly membership. And we've you can share your passcode with two or three people. You can also share your passcode, but if you give it to more than that, it will you know, see that your passcode is being used by too many people and will block you. But I want you to share it with, so you can give yourself the gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and then give, you know, the passcode you create in a card to somebody for Christmas for this holiday season and give the gift of truth and information. Or go download the videos off the site, burn them to disk, give them to people as presents. Just get the information out. Make this Christmas about waking people up, not, you know, going and blowing all your money and gas and going to the mall and fighting the crowds for junk. Give the gift of the info war of awakening people at PrisonPlanet.tv or buy the books and DVDs and hard copy at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We have a lot of holiday specials, and we're really good at shipping. We've hired, you know, more people in the last couple of years, so we're shipping stuff out just 2 or 3 days after the order comes in. I know that's not super quick for some people. That's quick for us. So get your orders in the next few weeks. You'll get it by Christmas, the DVDs at InfoWars.com and the secure online shopping cart. Okay. That said, let me get back briefly, and then I'm going to finish up with this and get into some other important news. You have the London Telegraph reporting and a bunch of other newspapers. Mumbai attacks. Terrorists took cocaine to stay awake during assault. Now, the average person reading this wouldn't know what they were seeing. But I happen to know in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they gave thousands of U.S. troops cocktails of injectable cocaine, methamphetamine, and LSD. They tested all sorts of other things, where they test PCP with LSD and mescaline. I mean, they've got all sorts of wild things to see what it would do. But the main reason they do it is to just dump some nuts out with it, who are the distractionary decoys who run around foaming at the mouth with machine guns in their hands. See, they found in the studies that cocaine and methamphetamine mixed with LSD injectable was the perfect drug. And they found that in the majority of the time, sometimes you just sit in the corner flopping around or chewing your fingers off. This is nightmarish level. You know, this isn't hippies taking a tiny bit of acid. This is injectable. This is massive quantities. Some cases, 1,000 times the dose that, you know, a hippie would take just to see pretty colors. This totally blasts their minds. Brain damages them, by the way. Devastating. But they found by mixing the cocaine and amphetamine, it caused violent bad trips. So that's why witnesses said they were just running around crazed, just shooting in all directions. Just Meanwhile, the real commandos were going around shooting people. And that's why the police didn't go in and stood back. Not saying they were involved. They were just told to stand down. Remember, just last week, the Germans got caught in Kosovo staging terror attacks against their own facilities as a pretext to bring more troops in and have a crackdown. Source on that, Reuters. Mumbai attacks. Terrorists took cocaine to stay awake during assault. Terrorists who battled Indian commandos for 60 hours last week relied on cocaine and other stimulants to stay awake for the duration of the fight. Yeah, right. Yeah, since when do the Muslim training camps of people hopped up on cocaine and LSD? Folks, this is ridiculous. Officials said drug paraphernalia, including syringes, were removed from the scene of the attacks, recovered from the scene, which killed almost 200 people. I guess that's now down from 300, their exaggeration. The heavily built men who had undergone training at a special marine camp established by the Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorist group in Pakistan and also used steroids to build a tougher physique. We found injections containing traces of cocaine, LSD left behind by the terrorist, and later found drugs in their blood, one official said. There was also evidence of steroids, which isn't uncommon in terrorists. Yeah, they also, according to Wired magazine, the Pentagon admits this, they give our troops a similar concoction. And then after, they send the troops in Afghanistan in special battle groups, laboratory groups, tripping. Steroids, cocaine, LSD. And then they go in and they just kill everybody. Then they take the troops out, give them halcyon-type amnesiacs. This is all admitted. So they're testing how to do this. And they're saying that, well, go pull up the article on Wired Magazine. There's several others. It was called the Marshall Plan, because that's the head futurist there. He was like 90 years old when that came out. I don't know if he's still alive. The point is, he said it won't be what weapons we have. It'll be what drugs our troops are on in the future. And he said the U.S. military will drug, that's the plan, all of its combat troops. And then they list the drugs. Go read it right now. This is what they admit they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, remember Delta Force came back? A Delta Force squadron? Why they call ground troop squadrons, I don't know, but they call them squadrons. A squadron came back and killed 4 Delta Force guys in one night, all magically in one night, went and killed their families. But in one case, the guy fought the mind control, and when the police arrived, this was in the North Carolina newspapers, was flopping around violently, basically having a seizure. Folks, these men are the best troops we've got. They don't just break like that, especially 4 in one night, murdering their children. It was some type of test. Four men from Delta Force murdering their families in one night. But the one who didn't do it started attacking his wife and children and then ran out the door and began flopping violently and scratching and pulling at his eyes and foaming at the mouth. Because he'd been programmed with a compulsion to kill, so he just started killing himself. I mean, you don't believe me? Just pull the articles up. This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they've done. And that's why you're going to see, quote, white terrorists in America. They take these guys and torture them for months, folks. Mind control them for months. Now, mind control tends to not get a good commando. You don't really get somebody who operates well. They are just the decoys who then get caught at the scene. You understand? And then they're so blown out of their mind that they can't defend themselves and don't remember anything. Because these levels of LSD wipe your mind. You won't remember months of what happened. There was also evidence of steroids, which isn't uncommon in terrorists. These men were all toned, suggested they had been doing some heavy training for the attacks. This explains why they managed to battle the commandos for 50 hours with no food or sleep. What does toned have to do with it? Real commandos are skinny. They're svelte. They're not taking steroids. It's not about being big. It's about being strong and having stamina. Being able to march 50 miles with a pack on your back. It's about marksmanship. It's about being cool. It's about being focused. And then if you've been awake for 3 days, then they start taking stimulants. But then that only works for another 24 hours. Then you start having hallucinations and making mistakes. It goes on and on. Okay. Now I want to go over a few pieces of evidence. What is it? One Day in September is the name of the film. It won an Academy Award. It's narrated by Kurt Douglas. There's so many examples. They're all just popping in my head from memory. And at the end of the film, they admit that they have the former head of German intelligence who was running it at the time, admit that basically the whole hostage thing was staged, and then to release the living hijackers and the living terrorist takers, hostage takers, they staged a hijacking just as the German government did as an excuse to release the Palestinian terrorist. See, all this stuff just comes out. Now, that was in Munich decades ago. Remember what I said earlier about Hermann Göring? What did the vice chancellor do in the Reichstag February 27th, 1933, months after being elected? He firebombed the building that's now been released. The European courts have released it. It was always in the Nuremberg trials and in the documents. People would try to deny it, but now the German government admits, yes, it was staged. That just came out, what, 6 months ago, 7 months ago? And what happened? Well, what we always said happened. They grabbed a mental patient, Marinus Vanderloop, Dutch, so it was also a language barrier. They stripped him down. They drugged him up. And they firebombed the Reichstag, started it up in Goering's office, grabbed Marinus, kept him drugged up, had a show trial, put it on the newsreels and radio, and then cut his head off. Now remember McVeigh, state police, see him driving erratically, he gets out foaming at the mouth, they said they believed he was on drugs, saying, I got a chip in me, it hurts, get it out. Mind control, folks. After case, the sarin nerve gassing in the subways in Japan. The cults are always associated with supplying the, quote, terrorists, and it's always drugged up mental patients that carry it out. And there are so many cases of this over and over and over and over again, and this is how these covert operations work. And remember McVeigh, he's out driving a big, giant, old bomber car, bright yellow, no license plates, the perfect getaway car, driving erratically. State police pull him over, there's a gun on the dash, he gets out foaming at the mouth. That was in the police report, state police, drooling, begging him for help, saying, get it out, I've got a chip in my butt, it hurts, get it out, make them stop. Now, he probably didn't even have a chip, folks. They tortured them for months, sometimes years, and they will tell them, you're in pain because of the chip, while they're on LSD being tortured. And so they have a Pavlovian response. You ever seen a dog that's been beaten? When you're at somebody's house and you raise your hand to comb your hair, you raise your hand to get a glass of water off the table, you make a sudden movement, the dog flinches. Or you ever been around people, you can tell somebody beats their wife because the husband will make a move and the wife flinches. That's Pavlovian conditioning. That's Pavlovian conditioning. Well, imagine being tortured 24 hours a day. Audio commands, a headset on your head, pumping in, this is declassified, pumping in audio commands. And within 6 months, they could break any woman. They could break men even faster, but then men wouldn't take the programming, and basically, it was erratic. But they found with mind control with women, at mental institutions, they would literally kidnap healthy women, generally young women, or they would get wealthy families to commit their daughters, and they would secretly remove them to facilities and then tell them, oh, they're at a special research institute. And this is mainline. This is on mainline TV. Thousands of women just in one facility. But Dr. Ewing Cameron, remember that? Just Google Dr. Ewing Cameron. Jolly and West, the church hearings in Congress. By the way, who was McVeigh's doctor from the time he was arrested through the trial in Denver and then his execution years later at Terre Haute, Indiana? Dr. Jolly and West, the head of the MKUltra program. Oh, no one thinks anything when the head of the MKUltra program is his private psychologist. There to keep him under control until they got rid of the Patsy, who had been sheep-dipped and brought into black operations after he was highly decorated in the first Gulf War. And that's now been confirmed in government documents that he indeed was in the military. After they said he was out. And he was videotaped at a base. We even have the camp grouper video shot by local police who were private pilots and thought it was suspicious. They saw a truck behind blackout fences, security fences, being loaded with fuel oil, and it's the exact Ryder truck that police officers took photos of and brought to the FBI before it happened. You see, it's compartmentalized, a very small percentage of the government of the terrorists, but they're at the top. So, other German police caught other German special forces staging terror attacks last week. Reuters. They caught them. Police caught the Army loading the fuel oil truck. Nothing was done. Oklahoma City. Over and over again, they're caught. It's like the police keep catching government officials being pedophiles. Look, this is real, folks. This is going on. We've got to say no. All right, when we get back, I'm going to get into the latest on the end of Posse Comitatus and the end of the National Guard.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1 hour from now, we're going to get into government and private reports on fake news, propaganda placement, product placement, disinformation in the news by the federal government. Then Mike Adams joins us from the Health Ranger, Natural News, to talk about the melamine and 90%, according to the Associated Press, of the baby formula in the nation, deadly poison. Government says it will stay in. And now it's told the baby food makers, leave it in. It's not bad for you. Just killed a bunch of people in China and the U.S., no problem. Never mind dying, that's not a problem. You can't make this up, but it's all psychological warfare to throw it in your face. I want to take your phone calls in this hour on any of the subjects I've listed or any topics you wish to mention. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and you can get up and on the air. We'd love to hear from you, and I love all the different directions that callers take us in. But have your question and comment ready, because I'm going to try to take quite a few of the calls. In fact, I'll just start taking calls in the next segment. Then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to try to just in 10 minutes succinctly walk through, because I keep only covering different sections of it. It's such a big issue. I want to just give some general knowledge on what's happening. They're not just announcing 20,000 troops to patrol America. And a month and a half ago, it was only 3,000. We have all the documents. We know what the real plan is. It's already been set up. It's around 3 million troops. You're like, well, Alex, there's not 3 million troops. I understand that. These are not, you're only going to probably have 50,000 regular Army troops, Marines, and others on the ground, according to what they say they're going to do. But then you're going to have these auxiliary domestic security units as big and as powerful as the entire combined force of 1 million troops in the U.S. military, the armed services. That's all stated in there. Governors are now federal officers and can be removed by the president. It's all high treason. It's all just incredible. They're abolishing the National Guard. It is becoming purely federal under NORTHCOM. It's all right there. And the vast majority of the language in all of this and the training that I've observed, I don't need to even read their documents, but what I see in reality is what's in the documents. The best intel is going out and observing it. Is gun confiscation, mass roundups, forced inoculations. Now, what are they training the 26,000 preachers they've hired? They double it each year. That was in 2007. We haven't gotten any intel, no mainstream articles, no government documents leaked since last year. It was 26,000 in 2007, 13,000 in 2006, totally top secret. These preachers were sworn to secrecy. They're even given little badges. I mean, this is so sick. But they did plan to double it again, so I don't know what's doubling 26,000. Over 50,000 preacher spies, spying on their congregations, teaching them to submit. This is high treason. So they're telling you it's for terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing is built around spying on the American people, arresting the American people. All over the nation, they're trying to pass through federal lobbying and international lobbying, regional government lobbying, home inspections of all your houses from Houston, Texas, to St. Petersburg suburbs in Florida. I have that in St. Petersburg news today. You can't make this stuff up. Home inspections. They're filling out files on you inside your house. In Illinois, I remember 8 years ago, the story... in towns all over Illinois where people wake up and there's cops standing in front of them in their house, and the police do home inspections without warrants, without telling you. So this has already been done in Illinois. I don't remember the one town it first broke in. You can Google that. You know, police do home inspections unannounced, Illinois. I think I should pull it up for you. Maybe somebody can find that and put it in the forum. Nobody will believe it until you see it. So we'll take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Stay with me. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Lawyers call for international court for the environment. A former chairman of the Bar Council is calling for an international court for the environment to punish states that fail to protect wildlife and prevent climate change. It says the court will have the power, basically, of the World Trade Organization, will be made up of global warmer believers. It actually says that. So a kangaroo court, and if you don't submit, you'll be... have sanctions put on you and then militarily invaded. And, of course, it says you will pay the taxes to the private banks. All over the U.S., again, they want home inspections with the police of your house every year for safety. They want fire department inspections, police inspections, CPS inspections. All of this is getting you ready to have paramilitary in your house. Knock and talk, gun safety checks. Just, in America, we come in and look in your house every few months. So it's all happening. All children in Head Start are to get 3 CPS visits a year. That was in the law, but they haven't implemented all of that. They're trying to. Just hell on earth. Total tyranny. The bureaucrats need a pretext to get you in prison. A pretext to fine and fee you. And we're in a lot of trouble, folks. A lot of trouble. Because the bankers are imploding this country, and they want their pound of flesh. They want to bankrupt you. They want to control you. They don't want you to have money to travel and spend and be independent and educate your children or to be able to sue them. They want you broke back, on your knees. Let's go to your phone calls, and then I'll get into all that news. Adam in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. I was just looking at the Telegraph. And they were, the headline is, terrorists took cocaine to stay awake during assault. You look at all these articles, and they're all mentioning cocaine and LSD and steroids, and the LSD part is just this throwaway line.
Yeah, they don't address it at all. Exactly, they're going to recycle it, have a dual use,
they might
tying
as well say,
drugs to terrorism.
Right, they might as well say, you know, the terrorists were found with traces of cocaine. They were juggling fruit constantly, and they were also found to have, traces of steroids, and then just never addressed the juggling fruit part, which doesn't make any sense at all, you know? I mean, it's completely out of place. I don't know
it's
how
not
they...
out of place for mind control.
Right, exactly. It's just ridiculous. And every single article that I look at... you know, it doesn't address the LSD part because it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
I mean, why would you take LSD? I mean, it seems like that would be a... it's not a
performance-enhancing
drug, is it?
Yeah, to make your point. The Israelis in the Six-Day War sprayed LSD, this has been declassified, on the Arabs. And so they all basically just started flopping around in the sand and hallucinating and running in all different directions. So that was one of the secret weapons they had, as well as depleted uranium, which nobody had heard of, you know, mainstream at that time. But no, drugging patsies up with LSD, high dosages, is routine. So you just throw some nuts out, hopped up, and then the special forces go around shooting people. They did the same thing in the Moscow theater siege. You understand?
Yeah.
You drug the patsies out of their mind.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, you just have people you've been drugging for months, and you just disgorge them on the street with hand them machine guns, and then they run around not knowing what they're doing. Some of them just go sit in a corner. Others, you know, run around in front of the cameras, smiling crazily, shooting their guns in the air while the special forces take action. That's why the police, when there would be nobody even around the, quote, terrorists, the police wouldn't shoot at them because they'd been told to stand down. That's on record. appreciate your call, Adam. Good to hear from you. Larry in Michigan. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, this is Larry from Michigan. You were talking earlier about the drugging military people and experiments and all that. I was a military person at Edgewood Arsenal back in the 70s, and I'm with a group of guys that's been there at Edgewood Arsenal where all these drug experiments went on since 1958. Well, actually, they started in early 50s, but the people I know started in 58 to 75. There's like 15 of us that were involved in all that up there, and I can confirm for a fact that this stuff goes on. And
well, I mean, it's public. It's public they do this.
Yeah, microchip implants. I've got a fellow in Tennessee that has one of those. They will not remove it. No hospital will even touch it. And this has been going on for years. And 90% of us that were up there are disabled from mentally, physically, or in whatever. I've sent your office several documents, unclassified, which I'm sure a lot of your people know about. This Dr. Ketchum, he was a psychiatrist at Edgewood up until 1971, I think it was. He recently came out with a book saying that, no, we didn't do that stuff, but we had barrels of LSD, 55-gallon drums of LSD sitting in my office. But we don't know where it come from. Well, I do. The CIA.
Well, it was the CIA that put the recipe for LSD out on the college campuses and openly, this is mainstream history.
Right.
They would literally have guys in suits giving the drug dealers huge satchels of it.
Right, right. I say, I've been researching this for 5 years. Up until 2006 when Admiral Turner released a document to the participants of Edgewood and Fort Detrick, saying that we could now speak of our experiences there, but we cannot tell them what was going on. These are to our doctors or psychiatrists or whatever.
So, but they're telling you, I mean, look, national security doesn't cover up crimes. I don't care what these criminals say, but we know from the church hearings and other hearings. I mean, take Project Shed, just one of thousands of operations, but that itself had thousands of sub-projects. I mean, they would take our troops and put them in a room and nerve gas them to death.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
On record, murdering our own troops. I mean, that's on record. That's who runs this government. And the police and military had better understand that. I appreciate your call, Larry. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right, sorry about that. I was in the middle of eating, but let me be quick.
That's okay. Talk right into your telephone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. I had a few questions, but before I ask them, I just want you to know that last time I called, you thought I was ignoring you when I was asking some whatever questions I asked the last time. So, you know, when I'm asking you questions or whatever, just letting you know that I'm not ignoring you. I'm just trying to get the information.
Yeah, I understand. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, what panic projects do you have your eyes on that you would recommend that that we stay aware of, or things of that nature? Because, you know, as they, you know, create the problem, they want to create the solution type deal. So what are some of the things that you're keeping your eyes out for?
Oh, I mean, that's a huge question. Stage terror attacks, starting new wars in Central Asia between Pakistan and India. That's what we said we were worried about a couple months ago. Look what's happening.
Right.
Economic collapse, crime exploding, rioting unfolding in the next few years to where the public is sold on accepting military on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things we're worried about here.
Yeah, because, hit on what you were talking about earlier with these mind control type operations they got going on. I mean, as you're keenly aware, you know, it wouldn't be unusual that they would kidnap some of these little kids, you know, back in the 80s, raise them up for a lot of years and brainwashing to do who knows what, you know, it can run pretty deep. But
definitely both of the snipers who were just patsies had those same mm-hmm. histories of government psychiatric care, army bases, totally staged. Of course, Operation Northwood says that they have groomed patsies waiting. See, I mean, mainly mind control is just about having somebody so blown out of their mind that they can't defend themselves. And then you just trot them out for the crime you've really committed.
It runs deep. All right, could you expound on the what you know about the plan? Because I remember you talked about it before, but I found it very interesting. Where I think one of your guests were talking about, forgive me for not remembering his name.
It's okay.
But it's about having people destined for different lists, like a red and blue list type deal. You know, if you're on the red list, this will happen to you. If you're on the blue list, this is going to happen to you. And I remember you saying you're on one of those lists, like the highest target, like they want to get rid of you quickly type deal.
Now listen, I appreciate your call. People ask me why I talk about this is because listeners always are bringing it up constantly. Why are you still alive? You know, is there a list? I'm alive because I'm so prominent. I'm alive because if they kill me, it will validate everything I've said. And I'm also alive because the entire government is not evil. The top of the government is wicked. It's compartmentalized. That's why they have to announce they want to put troops on the streets. So that it looks kosher, so that it looks acceptable, so that it looks mainstream, hidden in plain view. That's why they have to announce that torture is good and have scores of TV dramas where torture is good. They have to twist our minds so that the general public will go along with it, so the police and military will think it's normal. It's setting cultural and psychological precedents. Now, as for lists, let's talk about the lists we know. There's 8 million innocent Americans without criminal records who are on criminal databases under the Patriot Act. There's over 1 million Americans in the terrorist database, movie stars, politicians. It's done by design. So they're setting it up that you have this internal passport and the police are hooked into all these private databases, filled with disinformation. They corrupt the databases by design at the top. So then people can't even buy guns if there's a date wrong on their Medicaid papers, because their Medicaid papers are being fed through the whole thing. So there are lists by the FBI, the Pentagon, Army Intelligence, and others of people under martial law, under different scenarios, who are to be picked up. And then the troops that pick you up, they don't kill you. Then you're taken offshore to a facility where they decide what to do with you. I'll be right back.
While you were sleeping,
they came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
Coming at me. They're trying to discredit me. A lot of times that's a prelude to killing somebody or setting them up. Well, look, I'm committed to humanity. Don't cry tears for Alex Jones. This is what men are supposed to do, what true warriors are supposed to do, to stand up for the weak, the innocent, the meek, to stand up against evil. We've gotten in this bad place because men forgot how to be men. We became weak-minded, we believed the lies, we rationalized what we were truly facing. And now we're in a lot of trouble. And for everybody that's going to serve this evil, it's going to hurt you too. This is going to hurt 99% of people. This is going to be bad for everybody. We just have to say no. And thank God we were on the air 13 years ago telling everybody what was going to unfold, and now it's unfolding, and so people are listening and believing, and the government is completely discredited, and the establishment hope to have Barack Obama, because he's got different skin color, people would think that was change, and they fooled 30-40% of people, but they're even waking up now as he sells them out. So this doesn't have to happen. They don't have to get away with all of this. We can stand up and say no and get past our fear. Let's go to John, a New Jersey cop. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I appreciate everything you do. My thing is with police officers, why won't more law enforcement come forward and state who they are? My name is John Carroll. I'm a detective. I'm a 9/11 responder. Why are law enforcement people so afraid? afraid of doing this.
Why is the general public so afraid? It's peer pressure. It's cultural. What will people think?
Exactly. My badge number was 9/11 on 9/11. Now, that might mean something. I don't know. I'm not necessarily a religious person, but I do believe there is a God. But and another thing I wanted to mention, too, while I have you, I spoke to a good friend of mine who works, he's a detective in, I don't want to say where he works because he's not a 9/11 truther, but we looked up Barry Jennings. There is no incident report on Barry Jennings. And an incident report is an automatic, that's an investigation report. If you expire, there has to be an incident report. And for some reason...
I know, I paid for expensive databases to get everything on him. The guy that reported, the deputy head of emergency management reported all the bombs and the explosions in Building 7. And, you can't find anything, but you can find things on everybody else.
No, well, actually, there was his wallet was stolen or he lost it a month before 9/11. Now, I don't know if that actually connects. I don't know, obviously, it could just be a coincidence. It was on First Avenue in Manhattan, but I don't know, I don't think that exactly... that's an incident. I don't want to say that precludes what happened on 9/11. That probably was just a coincidence. But that's the last thing on the radar, as far as we're concerned, which is odd.
Well, when you're trying to wake up other police officers, I'd bring them Reuters last week with the Germans caught staging a terror attack in Kosovo against their own police station. I mean, there's cases every week where government stage terror attacks. So the fact is, this does happen, this does come out, because there are good people, in these systems who catch them. It's all compartmentalized. I keep going back to compartmentalization. But take, why don't police stand up and do more against the evil system? A, they're compartmentalized. B, they're brainwashed and conditioned, dumbed down just like the rest of the public. But more than that, take the Texas Rangers. They found out, 3 years ago, now I guess about 4 years ago, that there was mass pedophile rings with judges, police, and others at the Youth Commission in West Texas. Then they found out it was going on statewide with the parking lots filled with people coming in to have sex with the young boys. And then the state police, that's part of the state police, they got in trouble for trying to investigate it. And then they had to blow the whistle internally to finally get some investigation going. And then those guys now are getting demerits and getting white gloved, getting white glove inspections. So, because it's a pedophile ring that runs things, sir. It's just, you can't make this stuff up.
I've found in my career now, I'm a cop for 15 years now.
Well, stay there. We'll finish up with what you have to say on that, then I'll get into the whole martial law situation, the latest developments there, and we'll talk to Paul in California, Steve in Chicago, John in PA, Bill in Texas, and others. Two big guests coming up after that. But stay there. We'll come right back to you, John in New Jersey. I was a highwayman.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
With sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide.
Those of us fighting evil, we count.
With the sea I did.
We're part of history. We are history's actors.
I sailed a schooner.
We're taking action.
To Mexico.
We're trailblazing against evil.
I went aloft
with God.
The mainsail in a blow.
On our side.
And when the
dark ones,
up, they said that I got
those killed. That serve darkness,
but I'm living still.
They are history's actors as well.
I was a damn.
It is a great contest.
Across the river deep and wide.
Though I live in great danger.
We're stealing water deep.
I probably had more than 10 death threats yesterday.
A place called Boulder.
I am honored. I am blessed to be in this position.
I slipped and fell into the wet.
And I recommit myself every night when I go to bed with a prayer.
They buried me.
God of the heavens, that I be a straight and strong, honorable person, and that I have the courage to see it through all the way to the end. Be part of history. Don't be a spectator. Get involved now.
I fly a starship.
You're only alive once.
Across the universe divide.
There is a great adventure that beckons you to be a player in the world.
I'll find a place to rest.
To bring light where there is darkness. To bring aid
perhaps I may become
where there is pain.
Man again.
Or to let your love shine.
A single drop of rain.
But I will remain.
I will remain.
All right, let's go back to your calls.
Back again.
I got to take that song out of rotation. Every time I hear it, I got to play the whole thing. So good. All right, to finish it up with, I've actually heard of you, John, up in New Jersey. You've had some 9/11 truth events up there. You've had a lot of courage. Being a police detective and a 9/11 hero, what type of pressure, if any, have you gotten for your public stand?
Actually, it's more dismissive. It's for some reason, is like what you speak through. There's this bubble around people that they don't want to accept it. Even the people that responded, and when you lay it out, like Richard Gage eloquently lays it out, and you refer the websites, everyone just recoils from it. I have no idea why.
I know why. I mean, it's too scary to realize that there's this type of evil in control.
Well, it was more of a rhetorical question, and thank you for the response. But what I've been attempting to do is to not necessarily embrace the whole 9/11 truth movement, because you've spoken to it quite a few times that it does get a little convoluted. That
it's also filled with operatives.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think you spoke to the Loose Change guys when it wasn't Burmis. It was who was the other guy?
There's Corey Rowe and Dylan Avery.
And he was worried because when Barry Jennings had expired, I remember you challenged him. Listen, you have to insulate yourself, like, you know, coming out and going public about this. And I'm 100% on board with that. The issue with me is when I try to speak to my contemporaries, it's so, like you said, compendialized that everyone sort of just automatically recoils, like a knee jerk reaction to what truth is. I mean, it's this simple. All you have to do is just look up the information.
Well, I mean, let's just forget 9/11. Let's just say 19 guys from a cave actually did that, and the CIA just happened to be running drills of flying planes to the exact same targets at the exact same time. And, you know, with the London bombings on 7/7, the exact same trains and bus being bombed at the exact same time, at the exact same location, on the exact same day, you know, magically with the government running that drill. And, you know, all the other thousands of pieces of evidence. Are the U.S. troops and British troops massing around Afghanistan the months before and Bush signing a launch order, Associated Press, to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11, on and on and on forever? Or the heads of embassies saying that the hijackers were U.S. government agents and were allowed back in and that had security clearances, on and on and on. Let's just ignore all that. Operation Northwoods was a U.S. government green-lighted plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks. There are over 200 declassified examples of the U.S. government and the European government staging terror attacks that are admitted just up until the 1980s. Just last week, the Germans were caught attacking the UN NATO base, dressed up like Serbs. They were caught. They were caught. They were caught. It's admitted. So, I mean, every week there's this is red-handed. So we know this goes on. So to say that we're dumb for wanting investigations when there's all this evidence of a cover-up, I mean, they planted not one, but two passports the day of 9/11, and then they claim they found them? Not just that they didn't get damaged, but they found the passports.
Alex, if this is the info war, and I believe it is, that means it really, I have to embrace the idea. But it is tough to get around because I'm used to interrogating people, or interviewing people. That's what I do for a living. So you have to deconstruct people, which is tough. You're psychoanalyzing, and it's tough. I've taken many courses over the years just to do that. So my question to you is that if you're the commander, and you are, you really are, you're putting more out than anybody can possibly do that I know of. So if you can do that, and you're the commander, you have to look at the local police as the grunts. We're the guys in the mud, and we're going to do...
I know, and at a primitive level, I tend to lash out because the system is corrupt, and I've said, I add to the psychology of an us against them, getting mad at all these videos of cops beating up defenseless teenagers, and then that actually helps the New World Order, because then that makes good cops think that the people are against them and that it adds to the gang psychology, and I've tried to be more friendly towards the police. I've tried to reach out and explain to them that they're under attack as well. I've tried to show them how they're being programmed. I have tried. I have been trying, and you're absolutely right. I am not a perfect person. None of us are. And at a primitive level, my dad gets pulled over in a car I sold him, and the cop comes up and says, well, you're not Alex Jones. And by the way, I listen to Alex Jones on the radio, and I'm sorry we made you sit here for 10 minutes, but this said special handling in my database. And then they're now integrating these databases. It's got all this disinfo in these databases. I'm upset. I'm threatened. I've been there witnessing troops training to take our guns. And I know the directors of the police and the military are evil. And so at a certain point, the evidence is so overwhelming, and I know people aren't to the level of understanding that myself and many others are, and so, you know, to them, they can laugh this off. There's no time to laugh it off anymore. This is real. You know, this stuff is really going on, and I don't know what to do. And people say, well, what's a solution to this, a solution to that? All I know how to do is try to expose the unbelievable wickedness and evil and tell people it's not going to be a bailout, it's a banker takeover. I go read the bill. I tell people it's a scam. Then it's up to them to stop it. I tell people that Congress was threatened with martial law. Senator Inhofe admits it. Two other congressmen admit it. People spin it and say, no, that's legislative martial law, which is what one congressman said separately. This is separate. Physical martial law was threatened, but the public is in denial. You know, there's just millions of things that go on, millions of things that happen. I have to psychologically deal with knowing all of this without cracking up, which a lot of people do crack up. This is a stressful job I've got every day, but I do it because at my core base, I know I'm right. I know we've got the history and the facts, and I know these people can be beaten. And I know it's like I'm in a chamber with the door locked and the water's rising, and I better find the key that's somewhere on the floor or I'm going to drown. And so I don't have a choice. I've got to keep going forward. And am I going to do even a perfect job? Probably not. But you know what? I'm doing all I can, and that's all I can do. And, I mean, look, I know the police are drinking sodium fluoride that brain damages them in thousands of studies. I know they're shooting their kids up with mercury-filled shots that are brain damaging. I know they're eating GMO foods that's going to kill us all dead in a hammer. You're in the same boat with us, whether you know you're in the same boat or not. And that reality can't be changed, even if people psychologically don't get it.
Well, Alex, I have about 20 to 25 police officers listening right now that they actually listen to me. They actually know what I've been trying to say. And they're actually starting to see it. John Corzine, who's a former Goldman Sachs guy, who's our governor right now, is just raiding our pensions.
Yeah, let me stop right there. If you see films I made 10 years ago,
I've seen every film.
Well, maybe for the officers listening, proof is in the pudding. Do this. They're all free on Google and YouTube. They look terrible. It's better to buy the DVDs at Infowars.com that are high quality, but I don't care. Go get them for free online. Take notes of every claim I make in Police State 2000. And then go check them. Just Google the terms. It's all their government documents. Now, take Police State 2, the takeover. The FBI screwed up at an Army checkpoint on I-35 and gave us a classified document. Well, the death threats we got over that, you should have seen it, the death threats Mike Hansen got. They give us a cover sheet for the media, and then they give us the secret document that says not for disclosure, you know, classified. And it says we're in secret operations in 77 counties and warrant service. And I already knew that from witnesses. But I got the document that the Army in Texas and in many other states, we were the big beta test, was doing this. So right there. Now, police officers, you're hearing on the news, oh, we're going to abolish the National Guard, roll it under federal control, make the governor's federal officers, and we are going to, you know, we just now decided to do this. That's a lie. They set this up covertly decades ago. See, it transcends administrations. This is a long-term plan, and I say in the films to take your pension funds. Now, why did I say that? I'm not that smart. The IMF and World Bank stated in all these public documents and others that got leaked what they'd done in third world countries they were going to do here and in Europe. Once the police state's in place, they will take all the major pension funds, they will take them and they will only give you part of it back. It will then be a government check, a federal check. They're now announcing that. So yes, the whole aim of tyranny is so criminals in government can get away with murder. And see, they train cops. Oh, wink, wink. We're trying to uphold society. Yeah, we got to cut a few corners because we're under attack. And, you know, we've got to do this. And that's how the corruption starts. And then so the police are kind of taught that they're on the inside track and that they're something special. You're nothing special. They don't tell you not to shoot your kids up with mercury. They don't tell you not to give your babies formula full of melamine. We told you 10 years ago. I mean, it was all over the news. It was all over government documents that the milk was hurting the babies years ago. Now they admit it. But they talk to us like we're animals, and they say, okay, we've always said melamine's deadly poison, but now, since it's in 90% of the baby food, it's not just in the formula, we are going to say that it's not bad for you anymore. I mean, do I need to play, John, for the police officers listening right now, get the CBS clip, because this dovetails with the next guest coming up. Now, this aired nationwide. When I saw this, the minute I saw this 5 years ago, and there's hundreds of such clips, the minute I saw this, John, I went and I Googled the headline, and guess what I saw? CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, they all simultaneously, word for word, in local affiliates, reported the exact same script with the same video feeds, packaged, it was fake news. We're going to cover that next hour. This is admitted. With a local face reading the script to make it look local, because they found people trust local news more than national now, so that it's a really local, it's really national, and it's federal. Now, telling you that mercury is good for children's brains, good for their behavior. Now, I ask the officers listening, you may not believe me that there's eugenics and they're killing all of us with soft kill weapons. You may not know what soft kill is. You better find out.
Actually, Alex, most of the cops that are actually listening right now believe this. It's not like when
okay, well, let me play them the clip.
Listening.
Well, then let me just play them the clip in case they never heard it. Here it is.
Mercury containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, so there you have it.
Alex, real fast, when you refer to the black suits, now in Jersey City, it's called the emergency squad. That's what our SWAT team, if you want to call it.
But it was a New Jersey police chief 6 or 7 months ago that said, we wear these uniforms for intimidation. They might not have told you that. But I read.
Alex, I'm aware of that. But what I'm trying to explain is that it's sort of insulated in the sense that we refer to these guys as tackleberries from the Police Academy movies. Those knuckleheads, they're ostracized. They really are. Believe me, they're called hooples. You know, nutjobs. We know them. Right
well,
off
I'm
the
not
bat.
Even saying I've got a lot of friends who have on SWAT teams or been on SWAT teams. I mean, SWAT teams didn't act like this 20 years ago.
No, I'm not saying the whole. I'm not saying the whole SWAT team. It's, you know, it's a tactical response from you know, urban policing. I'm not, of course, they're not all.
But I understand you're talking about the guys that are all souped up looking for trouble.
Yeah, I mean, and believe me, they were ostracized. You know, from the interior, from the infrastructure of the police department. We all know who they are.
Well, let me tell you, they're expanding those units, and they plan to replace most police with them.
Yeah, but there's way too many good guys, and there are knuckleheads.
I understand that. That's why they have to sell us on evil. That's why they're on the news saying torture's good. That's why they're on the news saying troops will keep you safe. All those years they denied they were setting this up. Now, oh, we suddenly just have this plan to put troops on all the streets. And then you actually read what they say. Go read it. I've got it right here, actually. Hold on. November 24, 2008, document OSD-13259-08, Secretary of Defense Memorandum, Recommendations for the Commission on National Guard and Reserves. This says they're getting rid of the governors, making them federal officers in emergencies. It says they're going to merge the regular military with local police. This says that this has been a long-term plan, that of the 80-plus recommendations, 25 are already implemented, and those are all the ones about troops. But then they go on the news and they tell the public that this just popped out of a cabbage patch. Listen, it's great hearing from you, and we appreciate you. And I know a lot of police are waking up. I have just been discovering that in the last few years. And I have cops come up to me all the time in other cities, the town I live in, saying, hey, why are you so mean to us? We listen to the show. And I understand that. I was a great cop yesterday when somebody kicked in my parents' back door. I had to go over there, and he was real nice. All right, I appreciate you guys, and I understand. Just speak out against the evil. We need you to.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus.
You're not going to find fulfillment
on the pain
with cars and money and power and sex.
The only thing
you're going to find fulfillment sacrificing.
The need
you're going to find fulfillment
tears a hole.
Having courage.
The old familiar.
You're going to find fulfillment freeing your mind.
Try to kill it all away.
You know, we've told the truth. We've been right about 98% of what we've said. We've always tried to be right. Always tried to tell the truth. Are we perfect? No. Far from it. But we're all on a very special journey together. We all grow, we all change. We all get greater discernment and understanding. You know, there's times when I have at the top of intellectual heights and understanding and great spirit of love and discernment. But more often than not, I shift back into a greedy, hateful, bad person. And all of us struggle with that every day. I mean, I routinely catch myself saying mean things about people. Things I wouldn't say to their face. That's a cowardly thing to do. It's a bad thing to do. You know, all of us need to try to be better people. And all of us need to get focused on issues that really matter. Issues of significance. I'm going to go to some more of your calls before our next guest joins us on fake news. Fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. After 9/11, Rove pressured the entertainment industry to produce propaganda. That's propaganda actually put out by George Soros, Think Progress, and the Obama people. But it is true, but they make it like it's, oh, media manipulation's Republican. No, it's both parties. So we'll be going over that. You know, I said I'd get in this hour, but I ended up spending 20, 30 minutes with that caller. It was an important call. On the notes I wrote for Coast to Coast AM last night, I also wrote notes for Monday's show I never got to. You know, here are my notes. These are just little thought points to make me remember key thoughts I was having. What is really happening with the militarization of police and this new act? The history, the secret takeover, martial law, Congress, the attack on real legitimate government. How this militarization of police is all about securing the theft, the tens of trillions they've stolen. Almost $8 trillion in the last 6 weeks, but $4 trillion from the Pentagon pension funds before that. why the founders said don't have military on the streets, don't have militarized police. Why it's worse than a third world system we're facing. What happened in Iceland? How the military is to train the children to be citizen spies. And I don't just have government documents, I have it on video. The Marines training children to be spies. And how Obama is going to suck in all these youth to be part of it. The fact that the Pentagon has lied about all of this and said they weren't setting any of this up while we had their documents, and now that they're publicizing it because they're about to go public with it, they finally have to admit they're doing it. They claim they just decided to do it today. Their public relations campaign, claiming that it's going to be for helping people with car wrecks. Oh, the Army's here with Starflight, and the Army's here with Live Flight, and the Army's here to get you out of a car wreck. Again, training you that, oh, the Army's here, they're helping. Oh, they're in the parade. The two-pronged attack, the fake terror, and the fake environmental movement, how that's going to control our lives. How to stop it. Just like we threw out the Patriot Act in 800-plus cities in seven states, we can do the same thing here by going to city council and speaking out against it now before they implement it. How the establishment is testing us right now psychologically, seeing if what we will accept with trial balloons, how we need to not fail the test but pass the test and say no. And a lot more. And how it's really more than 3 million troops to be on the streets of America. But most of them are going to be domestic private spy corps under Homeland Security.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get into all the fake news paid for by the Pentagon and the Justice Department and the rest of them and private corporations coming up. Right now, jamming in a few phone calls. Paul in California, then Steve, Jason, Tom, and others. Paul in California, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I wanted to refer your listeners to a couple of resources. First one, it's a book by a man named Daniel Ganser. And the title is NATO's Secret Armies, Operation Gladio, and Terrorism in Western Europe.
Yeah, that goes off of European declassified files, hundreds of terror bombings staged, and the former Italian presidents and intelligence chiefs have gone public and admitted that mainly U.S. Army goes out and stages terror attacks.
Okay, so if it's about a 300-page-long book. If people find that too tiresome, they can do a YouTube search for Operation Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O, and it'll pull up a documentary on the subject.
Yeah, just seconding you, we've interviewed him several times, and it's true.
Yeah, and, you know, for folks who find even that tiresome, you can refer to mainstream movies like Shooter or The Package to find out how our own military, you know, creates these so-called terrorists.
Or Graham Greene with his Quiet American. That's actually based on some real things that happened, but they fictionalized it where the CIA was staging terror attacks in markets. But take the Shooter. They go find a patriotic American. They tell him they need him to be part of a drill, and then they set him up and try to kill him to blame him for trying to kill the president. And so that's what they do in the real world.
Right. So, I mean, you know, some folks have probably listened to your show and they think you're paranoid or delusional, but it's the things you talk about have occurred so many times that this situation in India, it smells very heavily of CIA and ISI.
Well, I mean, ISI and CIA are interchangeable, and the government officials are saying our intelligence is infiltrated, our intelligence is Western-run, they are staging it so they can overthrow us. I mean, you know, it's on record here. There's no key bono. They have no motive in Pakistan to attack India.
Right, and there's one more resource I would recommend to folks. It's a German movie that I saw at the 9/11 Film Festival. It's called 9/11 False Flag, and it's in German with English subtitles.
Yeah, Andres von Bülow's in it. It's excellent.
Totally skewers the official story about 9/11.
Well, you know, mainstream TV on a planetary scale is running shows saying that 9/11 was an inside job. But in the U.S., they've got a whole flotilla of new hit pieces against myself and others. And I've decided not to participate in them because they just stack the deck. But, yeah, no, they're really trying to strike back. The Empire's striking back right now. And, look, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, New World Order. I mean, I think the New World Order is going to lose right now. I mean, I think they're and I think they realize that as well, but it's going to be hellish. See, they can destroy the economy, and then things will be so bad with crime and rioting, we're going to beg for the army. And then, see, that will set the precedent. You understand?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, most Americans are good, decent people, and they know the difference between right and wrong. And I don't think they're going to stand up to watch this country go the way of places like Indonesia.
Oh, by the way, it's declassified. It's mainstream news that Indonesia staged hundreds of bombings to target the Christian minorities and others.
Right, and then they blame it on sectarian violence.
Absolutely. They all do it, folks. It's in Army manuals. It is officially declassified that every Army captain in Special Operations and Black Ops is taught how to stage terror. It is policy. Okay, the Army is the main group staging the terror attacks. I've done an analysis of it. They use the U.S. Army. We'll be right back.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
All right, folks. For the next 40 minutes, we're going to have Diane Prasetta on, the Center for Media and Democracy senior researcher. Diane Prasetta coordinates the CMD's No Fake News campaign, co-authored the CMD's three groundbreaking reports on video news releases, fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed, and still not the news. Stations overwhelmingly failed to disclose VNRs in No Fake News, and authored two formula comments to the Federal Communications Commission on behalf of the CMD, one addressed disclosure of VNRs and audio news releases, and one addressed embedded advertisements in news programming. She also relaunched CMD's weekly radio spin and co-produces, co-host, and co-engineers the 5-Minute Audio Report. You can check out her bio at prwatch.org, the Center for Media and Democracy, prwatch.org. And I remember 10 years ago telling people about government spending billions a year on fake news, paying to have what I call propaganda placement, not just product placement, put in TVs, shows, movies. You don't have any of that on Genesis Network. When it's an advertisement, we tell you, this is a sponsor, here it is. But everywhere else, in radio, in TV, in print, it is widespread. And there's government, there's corporate, it's massive. And we have one of the leading experts in the world, Diane Prasetta, on with us. Diane, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You've got the floor. I mean, talk to me like I'm a six-year-old, as Jesse Ventura likes to say. Explain this in basic terms. Break down the acronyms. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. Basically, well, you know, just like you said in the introduction, what we have is these fake TV news reports. The public relations industry calls them video news releases, or VNRs. A similar thing happens on radio news called audio news releases, or ANRs. And they're, you know, when you hear that video news release or audio news release, it sounds like, well, you know, that's maybe just sending out information. What's so bad about that? You know, people think about a printed press release and think it's maybe similar, but it's not. You know, the problem with these TV fake news or radio fake news reports is that they are created by PR firms or created by PR people within companies or within government agencies. They are designed to be seamlessly inserted into news programming, but they're paid for whatever, you know, company, whatever government entity is being reported on.
And the Government Accountability Office said that when the White House purchased billions in fake news 4 years ago, that every time was a felony, but still the White House continued. But that's government end. You're saying that the majority is on the corporate end. And to explain this, they will pay TV stations to basically act like something is news, report the teleprompter script with a video package, or play another video package produced by somebody else, and they're being paid to put this out as if it's news.
Right. The Government Accountability Office had some really strong and really important rulings about government video news releases, and they said, yes, they, unless the source of the video is clear, it is illegal covert propaganda. And the Bush administration's response to that was to say, well, you know, actually, they turned to their executive branch, the Justice Department and the Office of Management and Budget, and then they said, well, you know, we don't agree with the Government Accountability Office. We actually think that these are fine and they don't need to be disclosed as long as they're informational and not persuasional. And of course, that's complete bunk. You know, we totally disagree with that, along with the Government Accountability
Office. They're totally persuasional. They were caught, Congress reported, dubbing in fake applause of different audiences and then cutting to Bush. I mean, this is the most raw propaganda imaginable.
And it's about really important issues. It's about what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the U.S. military presence is there. It's about the No Child Left Behind education policies. I mean, the reason why they are paying and the reason why companies pay to put out these segments, these, you know, really fake news segments, the reason why they pay them is because they know they need to persuade people, and they know that they can't, if they leave the reporters on to do their job, that they're probably not going to get stories that they like. So that's the essence of what's going on.
Also, I've seen reports. Can you speak to this, and then we'll get back into some of the examples of this and how widespread it is, mm-hmm. and what percentages of news is now completely fake propaganda. This also contributes to massive layoffs in local news organizations because it allows the stations to basically run these packages and then cut back on staff.
Right. And I mean, that's one thing. When you track the public relations industry like we do here at the Center for Media and Democracy, you realize that what is bad for news, what's bad for reporting, what's bad for democracy, literally, is actually good for the PR industry. So it actually happened a little bit historically, a little bit the other way around, where there were, you know, multiple conglomerations, the ownership of media outlets became more and more concentrated. These corporate parents decided that they wanted to increase their profit margins by reducing their investment in newsrooms. They started laying off news, you know, reporters and personnel on their TV and radio stations. The PR industry said, hey, you know, these newsrooms are having a hard time filling the news programming with less people. Let's give them propaganda to fill it. Of course, they didn't call it that, but you know, let's take advantage of this basically by putting out these fake news reports that benefit our clients, whether they're pharmaceutical companies or the Department of Defense.
Now let's get into the Department of Defense. Let's get into government and corporate and go over some examples of that with our leading expert, Diane Frasetta. But one other point in all of this, you know, Congress comes out and says, this is illegal, but it just continues. From the evidence I've seen, it's actually intensified since those rulings.
Right. I mean, it's definitely a continuing problem. It's something, you know, we just said about how the newsroom cuts have really hit people working in TV and radio, but and also print too now, unfortunately. But So it is a really entrenched practice, basically, of using these fake news reports.
Now, when I tell the public about this, though, they have trouble believing it. They go, this isn't Russia. This isn't China. There isn't fake paid-for news. Even if I have the New York Times, they don't believe it.
Well, I mean, it's been proven over and over again that this is the case. And, you know, and it's interesting when I talk to people, a lot of times they just get angry or they say, you know what, I wondered, you know, I was watching local news and I wondered why are they having these reports one after another about how great this new drug is? You know, why are they telling me the brand name product, you know? So it's something that I think some people do suspect. But it definitely does go on all the time.
Here's an example. Walmart's doing this. So all the local news in Walmart every night has their logo, you know, with this save more, live better, whatever. And it's little ads about how great Walmart is and the great products they have.
Right. And, you know, when TV stations, we've done a lot of work. We actually, when we did our reports, every time that we caught a TV station doing this, we contacted them. We talked to the news director. If they would talk to us, we talked to the news director and we said, you know, why do you do this? Why is this going on? And what are your policies on disclosing when you do use these fake news segments? And they tell us, you know, we have policies against this. Somehow this is just a mistake. Somehow this slipped through the cracks. But when you have major stations, you know, across the U.S. routinely having this go on, you know, pretty much every day, if not, you know, more than that, then it's not just slipping through the cracks. It's something that's a real problem. And these statements by the Government Accountability Office, the laws that Congress has passed with regards to the government VNRs, really what we need is some enforcement.
Let's get into the Pentagon, what it's up to.
Sure. I mean, and this is something that I don't know if you've talked about this. This is sort of a related story that came out in the New York Times this weekend, sort of a follow up on the Pentagon pundits and the Pentagon sort of paying these really using these retired generals to get out their messages on network and cable TV news. But I mean, that's really, we would say, you know, part of a continuum that goes from these VNRs that have been used again to get quote unquote good news about Iraq and Afghanistan on your TV sets.
Yeah, that's right. The public isn't told these generals are getting, in Tommy Franks' case, $550,000+ a year to go out and give a message about how martial law will keep us safe. And it turned out he was paid for that. At the time, I said he was paid for that. I saw him saying it all over TV. 500 and something grand. You know, it's not just Armstrong Williams getting 244 grand to right. Go out and say, no child left behind.
Right. And, you know, the really disturbing thing is, just like with the video news releases, the fake news reports, when you have these military people that are being, retired military people that are being fed their talking points by the Pentagon, but are supposedly independent voices, you know, that the networks are really failing to do their very basic job of checking into the backgrounds of these people, of disclosing to their viewers, you know, who is paying this person and what other interests do they have that might impact what they're telling
Great
you.
Great point. Of course, the majority of the stock of these companies is owned by defense contractors, the news. So what do you expect? Stay with us.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you are not
thinking of?
We have
more
stand up for
the
illegal war. What would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong?
All right, Diane Perschetta is our guest. You can check out the Center for Media and Democracy at prwatch.org. Okay, I had a lot of questions, threw a lot of stuff at you. Give us your basic rundown, like if you were talking to a group of college people, you know, trying to explain the basics of this. Let's get into some of the corporate propaganda.
Sure. Well, basically, a lot of this is health-related information. We've had multiple examples of, say, like Pfizer puts out a video news release, the fake TV news spot, talking about how great their new inhalable insulin is. It gets aired on multiple television stations. None of them tell their viewers that actually this report about Pfizer's new drug and how great it is actually came from Pfizer and Pfizer's PR firm. So this is what we're talking about. But it's not just health. It's everything shopping around the holidays. You're probably going to be seeing a lot of information about shopping and gifts. A lot of those people are either appearing from fake news spots or they're quote-unquote paid experts that receive kickbacks from the companies whose products that they're recommending on the air. And then we have, you know, a number. General Motors is actually, it's pretty interesting. I wonder if their current financial situation is making them cut back, but General Motors is another company that we just saw putting out so many video news releases, promoting themselves, promoting their cars, that, you know, it was pretty, they were our number one corporate source of fake news that we saw in our reports.
What about financial institutions? I know they've got a lot of PR going as well.
We did. We saw VNRs coming from the fake TV news spots coming from Capital One Bank. There were some tax preparation companies that we saw putting out video news releases. You know, a lot of these are dealing, I mean, everything General Mills. It was kind of funny. One of theirs was talking about pancakes and how, you know, the pancake is the best food ever. And you should have that with your family, not just in the morning, but you can have it for dinner, too. You know, so these are the things that get put out, that get put on your television newscast. And it's really blatant. You know, a lot of them are promoting products. Some of them are sort of burnishing the images of the corporations that are putting them out. There are also some that deal with policy issues. And we saw one very problematic video news release that was aired without any disclosure that talked about global warming. And it actually came from the lobbying firm that works for ExxonMobil. And it was calling into question the fact that global warming is impacting the severity of hurricane seasons.
So there's actually propaganda being put out about global warming that's being paid for.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I mean, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, that's one instance of fake TV news that was being put out. But this same firm, ExxonMobil's lobbying firm, was also paying people to write op-ed columns. They were getting them on radio shows. And it was all about, you know, questioning what has been proven scientifically beyond a doubt that, you know, global warming does exist, that it's due in large part to human activity, and that we really have to get serious about addressing
it. But on the other end of that, there's a lot of stuff being put out in the media by big corporations and people that want the carbon taxes on the other side of that. But let's get into some of the other things that are going on. Not, you know, buying news reporters, paying news reporters, not just Armstrong Williams, but that's one of the few that came out, you know, people being paid at the New York Times. We also see things being paid for in movies, not just Doritos commercials or Taco Bell. There's also the Army is paying to have the images and favorable things set in films.
Right. Yeah, and I know the military. I mean, there's a long history of military involvement in Hollywood. And actually, if movie producers and writers will agree to have the military sort of on set guiding what they're doing and how the storyline reflects the U.S. military, that actually the military will grant them free use of military equipment, you know, in their movies, which is a great value, of course, to anyone who's trying to put together a movie.
But they have to review and approve the script.
Well, I know, you know, I don't know the details of those sorts of arrangements,
no,
but I know it was basically a quid pro quo. You know, if you allow us on, if you allow us to help shape your movie, then we'll give you free access to what would be otherwise, you know, very expensive and hard to get equipment for movie producers.
Well, there was just a report put out today by Think Progress with Karl Rove, you know, pressuring Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just in the news as well. When we get back with our final segment here in just a minute, I want to get into how much money is being spent by government and then how much is being spent by corporations that you know of for fake news. I know a lot of it's hidden, but I remember 4 years ago when this really first broke big time, it was a report of $1.8 billion spent by the White House through different federal agencies just to try to pass the prescription drug package. I mean, that was just an incredible number just to pass that piece. And again, this is nonpartisan. It happened under Clinton, goes on under Bush, now Barack Obama coming in. Where do you see that going? In a final segment with our guests, then your phone calls and a lot more. And the Health Rangers joining us talk about melamine. Die. Dan Frischetta is our guest, Center for Media and Democracy senior researcher. Okay, in the 10 minutes we've got left with you, first off, I really want to appreciate you coming on the show and also your organization, the great work you're doing. The numbers, I mean, I know a lot of these are hidden and hard to discover, but what type of numbers are we talking about with government buying fake news for propaganda and inserting it in radio and TV, predominantly in movies, and buying reporters to put out spin versus what corporations are doing?
Right. Yeah, it is difficult to find this information, but the Government Accountability Office, the same, really, I think, you know, they just have a lot of integrity. Nonpartisan arm, investigative arm of the Congress that also called out the fake TV news spots as propaganda. They did a study back in 2006 that looked over 2.5 years and said, basically, how much money has the federal government spent on what they called media contracts? And that includes PR contracts, that includes the fake TV news and the fake radio news, that includes advertising buys. And they said it's $1.6 billion over 2.5 years. And, you know, that's probably an underestimate, you know, because that doesn't include the regular sort of spending that goes on within government, you know, the government spending on salaries of its own PR people, you know, the things that it doesn't have to contract out for. So, you know, that's an underestimate. Unfortunately, everything that we have pretty much is an underestimate. But we know that this is a massive operation. And, you know, I want to say that I totally agree. It's totally bipartisan. This is something that has been happening under Democrats and Republicans. And unfortunately, the trend is that it just gets worse and worse over time. But, you know, and then when we're looking at government versus corporate fake news, you know, most of the fake news that comes out of PR firms actually is paid for by corporations. And for that, we don't really have any hard numbers, except that there have been some scholarly studies of the fake news industry that estimate there's, you know, tens of thousands of just the video, the video news releases, the fake TV news segments that go out every year. Your average newsroom, one study estimated, gets 10 to 15 of these every day. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about basically, you know, a huge industry unto itself to really put these sort of these ads, these propaganda spots into your news programming.
Absolutely. And then there's product placement by the institutions themselves. If you watch Fox News, you'll notice every day on almost every show they will pitch a book with a, quote, author, usually somebody who works for Fox News. Then you find out it's being published by News Corp. So there's a lot of that as well.
Right, definitely, yeah. Cross-promotion is their term for it. But, yeah, it's basically ads within programming. And you mentioned earlier that we did sort of as part of the Federal Communications Commission's looking at embedded as advertisements and trying to figure out, you know, how should these be disclosed, that we also filed a comment with them to say, look, you know, this is happening in news programming as well. It happens all the time. It's happening increasingly, especially with morning news shows. And this is something that, you know, we really need disclosure on. We don't have disclosure on it right now.
What is the most egregious industry on the private side? I mean, just watching local news and national news, it appears to be the drug companies, where sometimes, you know, a third of the reports are about how great this new drug is, and here's the company, and its stock's going up, and of course, it's come out that much of that is paid for.
Mm-hmm. I would say that that's probably a good bet, actually. The health-related segments are something that, unfortunately, TV and radio news people are very open to. You know, this is something that they see as news you can use. This is something that that listeners and viewers are often interested in terms of, you know, just sort of gauging their own health and figuring out, you know, what they can do to keep themselves healthy or to become healthy. So it's an easy sell, unfortunately. So really, not just the pharmaceutical industry, but definitely them along with other health products, sort of over-the-counter, you know, remedies. And these are companies that really overwhelmingly do use these fake news products.
In the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left, other key areas that we haven't covered, you know, points and information that listeners should be made abreast of?
Well, I would I'd say that it's really important if you hear something, if you see something that you think might be fake news, if you see a specific product name being repeated over and over again, if you see something that just, you know, it seems like a red flag to you. Maybe there's a reporter on screen that you've never seen before and you don't think that they work with your local news team, call up the station and just say, what is this and where did it come from and where did you get it and is this fake news? Because I think that basically the stations that put this stuff out really need to feel pressure, and they haven't felt pressure yet, even though Congress has come out against this, even though the Federal Communications Commission is investigating the incidents that we documented and gave to the FCC. You know, this is something that really the stations need to hear from their listeners, from their viewers, just saying that this is important to you, and you shouldn't be putting this on the air. But if you are, at the very least, you need to tell me where this comes from and who paid for it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of other stuff I see where, say, the state capitol has its own little news outfit here in Austin, and then I see and hear their reports, little things they produced inserted in news. So we know government's doing that. And then they had a fake bio release about 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, at the DPS office in North Austin, and I could tell it was fake watching it, so I went out there. And it was all part of a drill, but then psychosomatically, a bunch of police collapsed in downtown Austin. They were bringing people out on stretchers out of the DPS. Turned out that was all part of a two-day drill, and the media played along with really what I'd call a psychological warfare operation. So there's a lot of other crazy stuff going on that needs to be investigated. So I called up a local news station. I think it was ABC. I'm going from memory. It's actually on video. It's in one of my films because I jumped live on TV with a bullhorn and said it was fake. And I called up the newsroom and I bluffed him and I said, I'm going to talk to your news director. And the guy got on and I said, I know that's fake and I've got witnesses that's fake and I'm going to report that that's fake. And then they came out in a later news report that night and said that basically it was fake. So I bluffed them into that. And I don't usually use those tactics, but I did then when I was younger and more out of control. But, you know, the point is that there's a lot of weird stuff going on. It's not just paying for fake news. There's lots of, well, here's another example. They had a fake nuclear spill in Kyle. This was 9 years ago. And when we hear nuclear spill, the Army is taking over. They shut down I-35. So we drove back roads, got over there. And then before I could even find out if it was fake, they announced two hours later on radio and TV, okay, it was only a drill.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, they do that to create some type of psychological effect. Are you aware of anything like that?
You know, offhand, I'm not. We tend to focus on the public relations industry and PR tactics, but I mean, it's just horribly, you know, clear that even though news media and the ability to be informed about what's going on is really essential to a functioning democracy, too often the people who are supposed to be the gatekeepers for news are just really dismissive and just don't seem to get the importance of honest, accurate reporting. So it's very concerning how open they are to this kind of manipulation, whether it's by, you know, government or corporations. And this is something that I think really, in addition to building sort of media alternatives that we know are accountable to us, we need to put pressure on the bigger, you know, the mainstream media outlets to say, you know, this doesn't fly anymore. You know, you really need to be honest about what you're reporting, and you need to be accurate. And you need to disclose where you get this footage from and if it comes from a PR firm or if it comes from a government agency versus your own reporters.
All right, Diane Bersetta, I hope that folks will visit prwatch.org. A lot of great videos and audios and a radio show that you do as well that you're involved with where you break this down each week. A lot of information. And I know the listeners of this show are pretty much aware of this, but your friends, your family, your neighbors aren't. We have to discredit this. We have to expose this. We have to tell people that, you know, it's not just PR and spin in the news and an agenda. It is corporately and governmentally paid for, and it needs to be dealt with. It needs to be countered, and we need to all be honest with ourselves and not look through a political lens or rose-colored glasses here. We need to coldly, scientifically look at this like Diane Farsetta is doing. Diane, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. All right, folks, I know we've got a load of phone lines. Steve, Jason, Tom, John, Jake, and others. And I've got a bunch of news I wanted to cover. During the interview, I had the stack is about a foot tall on my desk. I need to clean it off. The last 2 weeks of news is sitting here. All my stories I had in order fell off on the floor. So, Paul, will you do me a favor? Because I don't have time to do this, and then I won't be able to cover it next hour. Will you come grab this big stack all over the floor? Because when papers fall off, they, like, explode. Will you pick that up, please, and then dig through it and find me the headline about home inspections, forced inside home inspections with zoning? That's one I really want, and thank you so much. He's here to run the do what, bro? Anyways, folks, I could Google it back up because that is a huge stack. I don't know how you're going to find it in there. You know what? Let's just go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. And I have this news about a world court to enforce the environmental laws. No, that's the stack. That's an old stack over there. It's like a paper explosion in here. Before I go to Steve, Jason, Tom, John, and Jake, in my stack, I had YouTube comments and some comments from my own website. People can post in the InfoWars stories. They kind of use it as a message board. And there's people in there that can't be this stupid. It has to be staged. Because they're in there saying, I heard Alex on Coast to Coast. He didn't give any of the documents on the show. I can't find him. He's making it up. On the show, I said, here's the name of the article Paul Watson wrote. It's filled with links to our archives on this, and it has links to the Defense Department documents, the 400-page recommendation, the 40-something page command letter to the military commanders, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51. I mean, I listed it all. I listed the Military Commissions Act. I mean, and these people, they can't be that stupid to where they really couldn't find it and they really didn't go and look. It's got to be staged. And I know they admit, I didn't cover this whether I should have brought this up, billions are spent a year by corporations and the government. That congressional report was really 1.6, and it came out it was 1.8 just on 1 year. It wasn't 2 years. They did a study 1 year before and then didn't conclude in the next year because they didn't have the data. In fake blogs, fake PR, it is just all over the place. And people need to disclose if they're involved in this or not. And folks need to investigate organizations and groups and find out so you'll know for yourself. But just know it's all polluted with it out there. There are very few media outlets of any size that aren't. Well, I can proudly tell you Genesis isn't and this show isn't. And my first run-in with this was in 1997 when Mark Keister, the program director at KJFK-FM, big FM blowtorch broadcasting all over from went from north of Waco all the way down to San Antonio. It's 98.9, now a Spanish station. He called me in his office and he said, we just got a really big buy. And I'd been there about a year and a half. He'd never told me what to say or what not to say. You know, it was First Amendment at its best was the motto. They changed it right after that, by the way. And he said, it's a big buy. They don't really buy a lot of ads. He goes, this is a special thing. I didn't know what it was at the time. And he said, the one thing they said is that, you know what, just don't worry about it, man. I can Google and pull it up. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't even have to read the article. I can just cover it if I want to. Thank you. Just don't worry about it. So he called me in his office. Now, I think from memory, he said they were spending $11,000, or was it $14,000? I forget. It was a big buy for the station. And it was just a PR announcement about the LCRA and the lakes and the water supply and how much they love you and Lower Colorado River Authority. They basically seize control of the whole water supply of Central Texas and the aquifers and have their own SWAT teams and the rest of it. Big, giant compounds everywhere. And I was like, the LCRA, he said, doesn't want to be aired in your show. And they don't want you to talk about them. Well, I didn't really then know who the LCRA was. You know, I wasn't one-tenth as sophisticated as I am now. And I'm not claiming to be that sophisticated today. I'm just saying I'm a lot light years ahead of where I was. And I went, what? And he said, yeah. A couple months later, he goes, you know what? They dropped. They said you talked about them. And I went, No, I forgot about that. I didn't talk about them. So, see, it was all about influence peddling. It was all about buying a bunch of ads, and then just so they could withdraw them and say, oh, one of our ads ran in his show, and he talked about us. And I said, but I didn't talk about him. And he goes, well, it doesn't matter. It's a weird thing. Just go off and do your show. And then he left and became the head of the YMCA in Austin. He's a nice guy, Mark Keister. And they brought a new guy in, and he walked up to me. Mark Stacy was his name. And he said, you don't talk about Waco and the massacre. You don't talk about my Marine Corps anymore. You don't talk about Bill Clinton. You don't talk about George Bush, or you're fired. And I was like, but I've got some of the best ratings on the station. I've got all these sponsors. And he just said, you know, that it was on a power trip. So, you know, I don't like to be a worldly person, but it is a pleasure that I defeated that guy. Because when he fired me months later, he goes, get your stuff and get out of here. You got a problem with it? And I was being real nice. I happened to have BBC with me, BBC film crew. And I said, well, I'm going to get my headphones. And he said, no. I said, get out of here now. And I said, you're trying to start a fight, and it's not going to work. And I said, I'm going to get my stuff, and I'm going to leave. And he goes, you're never going to be on radio again. And I said, you know what? I said, you just watch. Because they didn't even understand that I'd already started my Genesis show for a couple of years. I was doing it out of my house. It was already on AM and FMs. They would, like, laugh at me. I wouldn't even believe it. I would sit there, and I would talk to them. And it was just, it was so ridiculous. And none of them knew anything about radio. None of them, it was a total joke. The guy that actually hired me over there, his name was Sharkman. That was his, you know, nickname. He didn't want his real name on air. And he'd been on nationwide CBS radio, nationwide with Z-Rock, you know, when that was like on hundreds of stations. So he was a real radio guy, been in radio like 20 years, had top-rated shows. And of course, that had all imploded down to just Austin, and he was the program director there. And he was the guy that saw me on Access TV in like 1995, when they were about to shift formats, that called and got me into radio. And he got out of there. He quit. He said, I know, I'm not for this censorship. I'm out of here. I think he moved to Arizona, got married, and got some kids now. But anyway, Sharkman, what a great guy. Nobody's ever heard that story. But I remember then they hired the promotions guy to be the program director, and this guy couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag on the radio. He had as much... No, it doesn't matter. Okay, we're going to have open phones in the next hour. And the Health Ranger joins us about GMO foods, the melamine in the milk. They couldn't pay me $1 billion to shut up about melamine and be involved in the deaths and illnesses of all these babies. I mean, how do people sell out? Now the news is telling us melamine's not bad for us. That's all PR. It's all paid for. Well, you are going to hear an advertisement right now, ladies and gentlemen, for 5 minutes with Ted Anderson. You know, gold dropped quite a bit yesterday, but rebounded and is going up right now, right up to the close to the levels it was. And that's because they've radically tried to deflate the price, but all the analysts are out there. I mean, literally, hundreds of top analysts saying it's just going to explode. And Ted sold out of all that super deal on gold when it was, you know, $85 cheaper than it is now. He sold out of all of it but two types of coins. But he has some other good deals and some other good buys he just made. And I would take advantage of this gold and silver now, ladies and gentlemen, and to get some of that paper currency that's being devalued, the dollar plunged today, to get moved into that. Mainline analysts are now going from 10% to 30% you should be in physical holding metals. And it is just so important to do this. Ted, tell folks about today's offer.
Oh, yeah, Alex, you're just exactly right on that. The francs went up about close to 10 bucks. The British sovereigns went up almost 20, just a little bit short of that. The two coins in gold that are still left at the prices before, and they'll move up too, $10 liberties right now are at 653 and are due for about an $85 increase. The $10 Indians are at 673. The same thing, about a $90 increase on that one. Now, I didn't mention the fact that I still have silver at the prices of what back when silver was $9, the Walking Liberty halves were at $8.40 then. They're still that today, so you have that opportunity to be getting in on that as well. There's a few little things, a few stragglers. I mean, I mind you, I had to pick up. I mean, it was millions of dollars worth of stuff when silver was down at $9 and gold was at $7. I still have a few of these things left over. It's always been one of my favorites to get into the smaller pieces of gold and as close to melt as possible, and that's why I recommended those Franks and British sovereigns, and so did you, and man, did people ever get a good buy on that. Holy cow. But this stuff here is the same way. I mean, it's small gold. This stuff is more private. I mean, this is the pre-1933 U.S. gold.
This coins. Is stuff you bought when gold was $80 less than it is right now.
That's exactly.
And you still have, to tell folks specifically what you have left.
Yeah, well, it's the $10 Indian and the $10 Liberty. I have the Walking Liberty halves, and I still have some of the MS-75s that are slabbed in the holders by NGE. NGC. They're currently right now at $384. But really, the two best buys I have on my entire inventory right now, bar none, hands down, I mean, you're going to pay practically $100 more when this stuff sells out, is the $10 Indian and the $10 Liberty.
What about silver?
Silver is a really a good buy. I mean, people, if you don't have silver right now...
Do you have silver at the last deal price?
Yes, stuff? That's the thing. I have a nice little
and
supply.
Silver's been exploding in price right now. So, folks, he has it when it was a lot cheaper. But how much silver do you have left?
Well, I have a position. I believe I have a little bit more than 10 bags of these Walking Liberty halves yet to sell.
Yeah, that's not much, folks. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there until midnight. Give them a call. And this is the very tail end of all this. Not much left on the silver side or the gold side at the insane prices. 80-something bucks below what gold is right now. So just an amazing deal. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Ted Anderson, Alex Jones radio special to take advantage of that, or you will be paying today's prices of $80+ above that. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.
All right, there goes Ted Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Got him on quickly before he takes his son to a driving test. 800-686-2237. At the Health Ranger, your calls and a lot more coming up. It is the second day of December 2008. Hard to believe this year is only 20-something days away from being over and into 2009, hurtling towards the fabled date of 2012. The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, joining us about GMO foods, the melamine poison in the milk, government saying it's basically good for you now, and a lot more in this hour. And I promise open phones on any of the subjects. Mike can speak to them all with the callers that are patiently holding. We are live in this fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we've been doing the last 7-8 months. In the next few weeks, I'll be doing my show out of the new studio, and I'm going to probably be going live in the first or second hour. We're going to change it to earlier in the show and have a more produced special hour for everybody. We're at simulcast TV of course, radio, always expanding what we're doing. I wanted to go over this story. Lawyers call for international court for the environment. A former chairman of the Bar Council is calling for an international court for the environment to punish states, that's countries, that fail to protect wildlife and prevent climate change. Well, the climate's always changing. Now that the Earth's cooling and the solar system's cooling because the sun's cooled down in its cycle, no longer is it global warming, now it's climate change. Pretty soon, I guess they'll say it's illegal to have winter or summer. But that's the scam, and this covers up all the real environmental degradation, genetic engineering, and things that are happening that are true environmental crises. So that's what's going on with this. It says a former chairman of the bar calls for this. Stephen Hockman, QC, we're going to try to get him on the show, is proposing a body similar to the International Court of Justice in The Hague to be the supreme legal authority on issues regarding the environment. And I have a clip, I don't have a lot of time to play it today, with Barroso, one of the heads of the EU, saying global governance, and mainstream articles with banks we've covered saying you will pay your carbon taxes to the private banks. See, they're going to bankrupt the world with fiat system and derivatives they set up. When the derivatives still had value because of confidence still being in them in the Ponzi scheme, they bought real infrastructure. Now they're imploding the derivatives and imploding all the real markets so they can consolidate those. And then they're going to hit you with Enviro, climate cops, brainwashed Google climate cops, kids in the U.S., England being trained to tattle on their parents. It's in the New York Times. The first role of the new body would be to enforce international agreements on cutting greenhouse gas emissions set to be agreed next year. But the court would also fine countries or companies that fail to protect endangered species. And they've caught all the fake environmentalists planting endangered species on people's property. They've been caught hundreds of times in the U.S. doing that. Or degrade the natural environment and enforce the right to a healthy environment. Now, remember, they're not concerned about melamine in the milk or poison in the food or mercury in the shots or genetic engineering spreading and killing the honeybees directly linked to the corn that's GMO. They're not worried about anything real. They co-opt all our concern, and as things get worse and worse in the environment, they'll bring in more and more control with red herrings like greenhouse gas and a flatulence tax on all farm animals, a fart tax. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But listen to this. It says the court will be made up of people that believe it's real. But the court would also fine countries or companies that fail to protect endangered species. Okay. The innovative idea is being presented to an audience. Oh, it's innovative. It's new. This is what they've been denouncing for decades. Politicians, scientists, and public figures for the first time at the symposium in Britain's British Library. Mr. Hockman, a deputy high court judge, said the threat of climate change means it is more important than ever for the law to protect the environment. They're also proposing making it illegal to deny climate change. Oh, yes. Climate deniers. Google that. They want to arrest you. The UN Climate Change Conference in Poznan, Poland, this month is set to begin negotiations that will lead to a new agreement to replace the Kyoto Protocol in Copenhagen next year. Developed countries are expected to commit to cutting emissions drastically while developed nations agree to halt deforestation. See, where we have controls on this, if it was bad, they will move to the third world where they have no controls, and all the studies show will boost greenhouse gas. So even if you believe all this, it will only boost it. And then it goes on to say here in the article that they're going to set up the court. I'll read it when we get back. They're going to set up the court with people that believe all this is real and environmental zealots. So this is the new global religion being enforced. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against...
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and talk on air during the break to John for everybody. Yes, I know I'm on air. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
You got Health Ranger?
Yes, Mikey's all set.
How's his phone?
It sounds great.
Okay.
And I have a backup line just in case, but it sounds
good. All right, let me talk to him right now.
Sure, one second. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, just so you know, we're live on the internet right now, but we'll be on all the AM and FMs and shortwave satellite in about 2.5 minutes when we go live again. But I wanted to do a little pre-interview here with the audience on PrisonPlanet.tv with you. I want to get into melamine, obviously. I want to get into GMO, the real environmental threats versus the fake ones. And then I know you guys have disinformation campaigns going against you. I saw that. But I'm not saying you shouldn't respond, but I've got people editing me all over the video, all over the web to say horrible things. I've got them doing all that. I've got them posing as me, calling people, threatening them. And I'm just telling you, in my experience, and we're talking about it here on air right now, I don't even think it does any good. I mean, people that are thinkers are going to find out that stuff's fake. And then it kind of inoculates the public that we're under disinformation attack. And I know you guys are pretty upset about that, but I know you're a cool customer. Obviously, you're helping stop Codex Alimentarius. You guys have got millions of visitors a month to your sites. And so, you're going to go through this. And I'm not trying to sit up here and be a grand poobah telling you how this works. But this is not my first rodeo. And I think it's something that you might mention. Or have a prepared statement for folks who ask. But I just think even responding to it only encourages these people.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alex. And I think we both are hit by the same people in many cases, and probably funded by the same groups. I mean, people get paid to post. you know, paid to post negative comments.
And well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you can tell it's all lies. Well, I mean, also, the impersonating you, I saw that on the site, and the editing what you say. I mean, they'll do a lot of work, too. They'll listen to hundreds of hours, because I know what shows it comes from, to edit us together saying this. And they'll even put music over it and try to disguise that it's edited.
I know. Pretty crazy.
Well, hey, man, that's great news. It means we're really doing some good.
I know. It absolutely does. And you said something in yesterday's show that, you know how sometimes, even when you take a break, you feel guilty about not sounding the alarm more. I feel the same thing. I mean, you and I are on a mission to spread the truth.
Well, it's once you get involved in the fight, you find out how much even more real it is.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're getting death threats and setups and harassment, and I mean, it's like, whoa, this is real. If there was any doubt. Oh, we're going live. Here we go.
All right.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
HealthRanger.org is his website. They have a family of powerful websites with some of the most cutting-edge, accurate information out there. Folks, I trust. He, of course, is Mike Adams, and he is with us for the balance of the hour. At the bottom of the hour, I will open the phones on any subject. He can speak to them all with our guest, the Health Ranger. Appreciate folks holding there. I promised to finish up on this, so I'm going to do this now. The story out of the Telegraph. I'm trying to find the part where it says that the court will be made up of people that believe global warming, climate change is real. Now, again, this covers up for all the real environmental problems. Gordon Brown, the prime minister, has agreed the concept of the international court will be taken into account when considering how to make these international agreements on climate change binding. The court is also backing a number of members of parliament, climate change experts, and public figures, including the actress Judy Deitch. This is Mr. Hockman said the international court will be needed to enforce and regulate any agreements. So through the WTO and others, they're going to do this, and they're going to force Codex Alimentarius to restrict true health food, organic, all of it. And we're going to talk about that with the Health Ranger here in a moment. The time is ripe to set this up and get it going, he said. Its remit will be overall climate change and the need for better regulation of carbon emissions, but at the same time, the implementation and enforcement of international environmental agreements and instruments, as well as providing resolution between states. The court will also be useful for multinational businesses ensuring environmental laws and kept in every country. See, private banks just announcing, and that's who's going to run this, oh, we are just the authority, and we control the governments. The court will include a convention on the right to be healthy environment and provide a higher body of individuals or non-governmental organizations to protest against an environmental injustice. So they're going to have little fake attack dogs paid for by them that they put up on the news as the people. They just say it right here. Mr. Hockman said the court will be able to fine businesses or states, but its main role will be making declaratory rulings. They're God. That influence and embarrass countries into upholding the law. He said, of course, regulators and sanctions alone cannot deliver a global solutions to problems of climate change. But without such components, the initiative for individual countries to address the problems and achieve solutions are politically achievable within our jurisdictions will be much reduced. The court will be led by retired judges, climate change experts, and public figures. Hollywood and all this. This is such unbelievable. It will include a scientific body to consider evidence and provide access to any data on the environment. Okay, that's it. I want to go to the Health Ranger. Just on this subject, I think I know your views. I've read a lot of your reportage. Your whole view on climate change versus the genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping, and do you agree this is being used as an overall cover by the very international organizations that are hurting the environment?
Yeah, absolutely, Alex, and thanks for having me back on your show, by the way. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, we have real environmental issues, dead zones in the ocean, depleted soils, issues like that. But always, always, big government tries to grab power, and they will use whatever issue is on the minds of the people to do it. And now it's climate change. And it's like you said before the break, what are they going to do, make winter illegal now or summer illegal? I mean, it's insane.
And they openly say we'll pay our taxes to them. So much is going on right now, and I wanted to spend a few minutes on this, not too much, but just to give people a heads up that want to listen. People are impersonating you. They're impersonating Stubblebine and Dr. Labo. They're impersonating myself. They're editing our radio shows and interviews together to make it sound like we're saying crazy things. They are, you know, you guys put a story out yesterday about some of the things you're going through. So just as a heads up to the people, briefly, tell folks some of what's going on.
Well, I just want to say, you know, look, probably 99% of the people out there support what we do, Alex. I mean, you and I are, we've been described by many as just champions for the people. And I don't say that with ego. I just mean that we stand for the people. We stand against the overzealous empire or the corporations that want to exploit the people. So we stand for giving power back to the American people. Who would be against that? No sane person would be against that. It's only either insane individuals or hired individuals who are against us. And, you know, they get paid to run around the internet and say lots of crazy things. But forget that. Let's stay focused on what we can do to empower the 99% that are listening that want to know new information.
Absolutely. Let's get into melamine. Tell folks you've got all these doctors and scientists on your board and that write for you that you consult with. But it's not debated. I mean, melamine's killed thousands in China, injured hundreds of thousands. It's killed people all over the world. Why are they adding it to food products and milk? AP reported 90% of the formula in the U.S. has it. I mean, over and over again. This is, and then suddenly, for decades, they've said it's deadly. Now they say, we're not taking it out, and it's not bad for you. What is going on?
Yeah, this issue, Alex, really exemplifies the FDA's betrayal of the American people. And here's why. And by the way, I've got breaking news to announce on your show about this issue here. But it's a betrayal because melamine is an industrial poison. It mimics protein in a chemical test. So they use it to stack their milk proteins in China with this cheap industrial chemical to make it look like milk protein, even though it's not. They cut it with this agent, you know, because it's cheaper to do so. So then it winds up in all kinds of milk products in the United States now. And this is what the AP took a look at. You see, the FDA took infant formula products off the shelf and tested them for melamine. But it hid the results. It refused to release them to the public. I mean, what kind of FDA is that? The AP had to file a Freedom of Information Act request with the FDA just to get them to release their results. When the results were made public, it turned out that up to 90% of the infant formula in the United States was contaminated with trace levels of melamine that could not be explained by normal manufacturing processes or plastic packaging. They were way above that level. That normal level might be 0.15 parts per million, but some of these products were testing as high as 247 parts per billion instead of 15 parts per billion. So it was like 16 times higher than what could be explained by the equipment. Well, pretty big deal, right? So the FDA immediately jumps out and says, let's declare it to be safe. So they declared one part per million to be a safe level of melamine, even though their own website said in October that there was essentially no safe level of melamine, and they've never done any tests.
So and they've given them a huge, huge ceiling now, one part per million. That is just ultra massive. This reminds me of the 40s at the end of the World War II. Fluoride in Tennessee at the nuke plants and at the aluminum plants was leaking in, killing streams, injuring people. And so they just said, we'll just say it's nutritious and put it in the water. Maybe the next thing they'll do is just say, like they want to put statins in the water supply, CNBC reported, you know, to make everybody take them because they're so good for you, even though it attacks your liver. Maybe they'll just say, hey, we're going to make you eat melamine. It's good for you.
Well, it's like fluoride. You know, fluoride being a byproduct of the fertilizer industry, or you can get synthetic fluoride by scraping off the smokestack scrubbers from coal plants. And, you know, this fluoride would have to be disposed of as a toxic chemical if it wasn't dripped into the municipal water supply.
So what is the FDA is not worried about being totally discredited after 50 years of saying this stuff's deadly poison and attacks the organs and really, and I've seen the studies, babies, what, are five times, more receptive to this, so it really hurts them. Same thing with the chemicals in the plastics. And now they're saying those are okay, but everybody else is banning it.
Well, let me be really blunt. The FDA, in my opinion, Alex, is a criminal organization. It is running a dangerous racket. It's more dangerous than any terrorist group in the world. and its decisions have killed, indirectly and directly, more Americans than any war in the history of our nation, including the Vietnam War. There's no comparison. The FDA is a deadly, dangerous, corrupt, out-of-control organization. We need to be arresting those people. We don't need to have task force investigations. We need to march in there and arrest those top decision makers and you know, throw them in prison.
Let's go back. Let's go back to 2002, ABC News. We had Congressman Dan Burton on and others before this even came out, you know, in the news when he went and seized all their documents, and then he got shut down by the White House afterwards. And there was the minutes of the heads of the Food and Drug Administration, another group, saying millions have been brain damaged by the mercury. I'm not going to give it to my grandchildren's the quote, but we've got to keep this secret from the public. And then they kept it in there. I mean, this is cold-blooded.
It absolutely is. I mean, their own scientists are revolting against them. I want to be very clear to distinguish between the FDA leadership versus the scientists. The leadership, they're politicians. They're selected and appointed to those positions, and they're the corrupt one. The scientists are the honest people.
What happened earlier last year? Was it, 90-something percent? It was thousands of EPA scientists wrote a letter and a petition with all their findings saying, take fluoride out of water. So exactly. Yeah. It's incredible.
The bureaucrats just ignore the science. They make this stuff up. They just pull it out of a hat. I mean, literally, they just make up, oh, one part per million is now suddenly safe with no new science. But here's the breaking news, Alex. We went out and started purchasing various products to send them to a lab to have them tested for melamine. So we called about 10 different labs. Guess what we found out? After the FDA's decision of one part per million, almost every lab we called refused to test for melamine under one part per million.
So this is massive corruption.
Absolutely. The FDA is even controlling the labs.
And why? Because most lab testing is done by the government, and they can withhold those contracts. That is called racketeering.
It is racketeering, absolutely. We only found one lab that would take our money and test the products for levels under one part per million. One lab. And we are testing products right now.
God, no wonder you're being attacked. You know you're under surveillance, Mike.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. They do not want us to publicize the results that we're about to discover, because it's going to be big brand names. You know, it's going to be more than just infant formula.
Well, absolutely. If 90% of the infant formula, FDA's own test has it, and they covered it up. Well, I mean, I've been looking at the recall list. There's a new one every few months, but they never add the old list. It's basically everything already. I mean, look at China. They're dropping dead everywhere. And here they'll drop dead, and that's just the way it is. Oh, it's good for you. Die, die. It's good. Dying is good.
Ted Anderson.
I'm going to skip this break. Mike, I want to be congruent, but I don't want to waste this time we have on the internet and PrisonPlanet.tv, a sizable part of our audience. So let's shift gears into another subject and then come back with the melamine and then also the chemicals and the plastics. I know they focus in on one, but I've seen the studies that it's a lot of different chemicals and how they just so happens to be the one that sterilizes you and affects a fertility in men and women. I was talking to Dr. Labo yesterday, who I know you work with, and she's saying the same thing. There's no doubt this is eugenics. Can you speak to how this is being directed? And I mean, is that your belief that it is certainly coordinated and on purpose?
Well, one of the research areas I'm working on right now, Alex, is looking at what chemicals and pharmaceuticals cause infertility or reduce sperm function or egg viability. And it's a fascinating area because what I'm seeing is a real disturbing pattern here where all these companies and the FDA, big pharma, food companies, they seem to be really emphasizing these chemicals that are going to make the human race sterile. I mean, we're talking about essentially the mass sterilization of Western civilization.
And we're not just saying to the viewers out there and the listeners at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're not just saying that we know from studies these chemicals do this. It's happening. I mean, women, upwards of 80% infertility or semi-infertile, sperm counts down by close to 80% in every industrialized nation. But then you go out and find the Amish or people that don't. They aren't getting the autism. Their sperm counts are normal. Go ahead.
Well, for example, SSRI drugs, antidepressants. Research just came out about 10 days ago. We did a story on this. It greatly reduces sperm viability and motility. It's just one drug. But as long as you're on the drug, you can't reproduce. And guess who they tend to put on SSRIs? You know,
children, boys.
Young boys, teenage and 20-year-old boys.
And we have the Carnegie Endowment documents from 70 years ago saying target the males, dumb them down, use diet, injections, and injunctions to neutralize them. We are under Pentagon precise attack. But please continue with the eugenics.
Well, another thing you see on attacking the female side is the pharmaceutical companies now claiming that menstruation is a disease. They have a pill now where you can stop all the normal female reproductive cycles. They have never tested the long-term reproductive suppression of those pills, or maybe they have tested.
Oh, hey, John, Monday I sent you a video clip about sterilization where the woman takes the pill and it burns out her uterus.
I can dig it up.
Yeah, dig it up. I want to play that later. Now, listen, what, in many areas, half the children are being born by cesarean. They're saying vaginal birth is abnormal now. They are industrializing and weaponizing all of our basic life actions.
Well, that's the thing. The upshot of this, Alex, and you know, maybe we should talk about this during the radio segment too, is that the future gene pool of human civilization will only belong to those people who resist these chemicals.
Oh my God!
So you got to resist the vaccine, the food contaminants, the pharmaceuticals, or you do not have a genetic future. As I like to say, the mainstream public is winning the Darwin Award.
And it's not just, and we're coming back and talk about that. It's not just that we're not being able to breed because they're sterilizing us. Mercury and other things generationally destroy DNA. They know that. And being mutated. God, this is so evil. And it's being done by design. And all these enforcers have no idea they're helping destroy themselves. This is so diabolical. Here we go. We're going live. I don't want the shackles. No shackles on me. We're talking to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthranger.org.
No shackles.
All right, Mike. During the break, we were talking on PrisonPlanet.tv for the radio folks, and we were getting into... They're saying menstruation is bad. You're not supposed to women. That's unnatural. So they give them pills that destroy that. And I've got new news reports about procedures that sterilize the women. And I think it says 3 minutes. They are saying everything's abnormal. Around half the births now are cesarean. They're saying it's abnormal to have a child the other way. They're encouraging women to be sterilized. They're advertising it in all the girls' magazines. And now they're telling us melamine's good for you. Let's get into the chemicals and the plastic sterilizing the people. I mean, this is happening.
Oh, yeah. It's a chemical attack, really, on Western civilization. It's not just Americans. It's Canadians. It's everyone who eats westernized food, who takes Western medicines, who is exposed to the toxic chemicals in personal care products. Even dentistry is a highly, highly toxic industry. I mean, they're still putting mercury in people's mouths and defending it. It's unbelievable. So this is a chemical attack. You know, a lot of people in this country, we talk about being worried about terrorism, and we should be, but what about domestic terrorism from the regulatory agencies who keep legalizing the poisons? I mean, the FDA declared bisphenol A to be safe, too.
And the German government, the British government, the Dutch, the Japanese, decades ago were trying to remove it. People knew to not give it to their babies. Explain this to people. Explain it to them.
Well, it's an endocrine disruptor. And so it's potent as a toxic element in very low concentrations. We're talking parts per billion. It doesn't even have to hit 50 parts per billion to be toxic. And it's found in infant baby bottles. And Canada has announced that they're going to ban it. In infant baby bottles. Almost the very next day, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said, we're not going to ban it. In fact, we're going to declare it to be so safe that you can use it in baby products and you can consume essentially unlimited quantities of it. I mean, as I've said on the website, there's almost no corporate-sponsored chemical that the FDA doesn't like. You know, melamine, bisphenol A, fluoride, you name it.
And I want to be clear.
It's toxic. Yeah.
Most cans are lined with it now. When you go to a Chinese food restaurant, it's that cheap styrofoam that the stuff sinks into massive quantities. The drinks, your children, little packages they drink from, lined with it. It's used in almost everything. and it just so happens to sterilize people. Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, that's right. It disrupts normal reproductive patterns. It creates infertility, which is a hugely profitable industry, and it's about to get even more profitable because infertility is on the rise. I mean, we're talking a transgenerational effect of DNA mutation and chemical toxicity. This is the big story that almost no one's talking about except you and me and Dr. Libo and a few others, is that the human race here, at least the Western civilization part of it, is facing a massive die-off or a massive inability to reproduce in one to two more generations because this toxicity accumulates, and it's literally passed from one generation to the next. We're looking at a really genocide. That's what it is.
Well, the UN says in all those documents, 80% population reduction, and we've got 80% infertility already. And it is just, and again, the Amish and others, right in the middle of us, they're having none of these problems. No autistic. Hardly any. Well, go ahead.
I'm glad you mentioned that. It's a good point that individuals who are empowered by listening to your show and visiting naturalnews.com, that's my main website, those individuals have the ability, Alex, to resist these chemicals. Protect your children from vaccines. Don't feed your children these toxic foods. Don't expose yourself to these chemicals. And you can be safe. You can have a genetic future.
But you have to make a major change. The mercury alone attacks your DNA per generation. Just Google that. Mainstream government documents admit it. I'm on the verge of moving to the country and literally, you know, other than coming in to do the radio show, it'll mean I have to cut back on a lot of work I'm doing. But my kids come first. It's a balancing act to literally almost go like Mennonite and only totally certified real organic because my kids are worth it. My wife's worth it. But I have to get out of the city and away from this evil culture to do it. I mean, how do you get yourself totally out of it? Because I'm trying, man, and I'm having trouble.
It's very difficult, especially now. You can't trust the food. I mean, the breaking news yesterday was that melamine was found in the soy meal that was being fed to organic chickens. So 147 organic chicken farms in France were found to be feeding their chickens contaminated soy meal that was imported from China. Well, the U.S. imports the same soy meal. So guess where it's all ending up? In the food supply.
Well, they've got a deal. They've got a deal with China. They've moved most of the industry. What? I forget, it's a majority of the drugs are now made there, both prescription and over-the-counter. The mass ingredients for food preparation is made in China then shipped over here. The toys, it's all by design. Stay there, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me go back to the Health Ranger right now.
I want to mention something about China. If that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. But I just want to say, because it's a limited audience, probably 10% of our audience right now, when we come back, I'm going to try to control myself. You know, Mike, you're always hard to get a hold of, bro. Your phone, I mean, I'm the same way. Your phone's full. Or I want to have you on all the time.
Hey, you know, I'm happy to do it with you, man. I mean, anytime you want me on, I can comment.
Well, I
want to
get you on. Let's look at your book right now. Let me get you on for 2 hours, because with all my interjecting and backing you up and you backing me up, you know, it's helter-skelter, but it is really good radio, and we're saving a lot of folks. Let me look at your book. Let me just set you up for 2 hours sometime next week.
Just name a date, Alex. I'll make it work for you.
Let's do it far out in the week, because I think I got some guests set up. Let's do next Thursday from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time.
Okay.
Next Thursday, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. And hip-hop Paul in there. Everybody's got to have a nickname around here. Will you go tell Trey before I forget? Thank you. Okay, when we come back, because I want the full audience here, this is too important. Let's get into the GMO. Every week, yeah. I know you just focus on this, you know more than I do about it. Every week I see a new government or industry study where they admit that the GMO rice or the GMO corn or the GMO this or that is sterilizing the mice. And, you know, mice are studied because they're the closest to us with their whole metabolic system, as you know. So let's hit them with the GMO and then take some phone calls, okay?
All right.
But go ahead and make your point about China now.
Well, I just want to mention that some people have emailed me and they say, well, why do you keep criticizing China? You don't know anything about China. I want to mention, you know, I lived in Asia. I speak Mandarin Chinese. I lived there for 2 years.
No.
And I've toured factories in China firsthand. I know exactly what I'm talking about. The Chinese factories, they will manufacture poison and sell it to their neighbors if it makes them a buck. I mean, think about it. There are 13,000 babies in the hospital in China right now, poisoned by their own countrymen. And if they're going to poison their own people, what do you think they're going to do to us?
Well, see, this is the delusional nature. It's admitted the toys, the food are filled with all sorts of poisons. It's devastating. There's lead poisoning all over the U.S. Women are particularly... have problems with this. Women all over are having their hair falling out. They're going in and getting their blood tested. They're finding out their thyroid's fried. They're full of lead, mercury. I mean, it's just everywhere. And they just, it's total devastation. And then these people, yeah, oh, what do you mean? You just don't like Chinese people. It's always mental diversions. The public won't face the crisis because they're too cowardly to admit it's true, because then they have to get up off their jackasses and do something, Mike.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And most people really, Alex, they don't realize how hard you and I work. We work our butts off to produce this content, to bring this information, to do our research. I don't know about you, but, you know, it's a 16-hour day.
I got children, for God's sakes, I want to spend time with, and I'm doing this and not seeing them as much so I can save them. I am mad, Mike. They are poisoning my family, and the dumbass public needs to wake up. Here we go. Folks, we're not kidding. Thousands of studies of the GMO corn, rice, all of it, all accidentally has been genetically modified where it sterilizes or reduces the birth rate. In women, it attacks the sperm. There was two studies this week. Mike, let's get into that.
All right. Well, there's let me plug a book. It's not written by me, but it's on the topic here, Genetic Roulette. By Jeffrey Smith.
Well, let me plug it. I sell the sucker at Infowars.com. Let me plug it, and hopefully we'll get some money in and be able to expand what we're doing and reach more people. I'm not ashamed. We need money. People need to go to your website and buy your products. We need money to fight back against these people. Go ahead.
Well, Genetic Roulette's the perfect title because it really describes what's going on here. When you eat genetically modified organisms or plants or foods made from them, then you are playing roulette with your own health and with the health of your future children.
And by the way, the book is like a textbook full of all the government documents and studies, but with pictures and diagrams. It's a masterpiece. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the best. And, you know, there's a movie out there called Seeds of Deception.
We sell it as well.
The GMO Trilogy and Seeds of Deception, all that. So those are great resources for being educated about. The bottom line, though, is that, yeah, these have been engineered by scientists. They say to produce greater yields. There are all kinds of problems with that. But mostly it's resistance to these pesticides and herbicides. And the way they resist these pesticides and herbicides is in some molecular way, they internalize them so that they're not processed. So you actually, when you eat genetically modified food, you end up ingesting unprocessed or non-broken down pesticides and herbicide chemicals that are then released in your digestive tract.
Yes.
So you are poisoning yourself with the same chemicals that are designed to kill life in the farmer's field.
And that's what the German study shows with the particular type of corn when it's pollinating. The bees eat it. Bye-bye, bee.
Oh, yeah. Well, talk about the bees. We're looking at a devastating collapse of the honeybee population. I know you've covered the topic before, but people tend to dismiss that issue, Alex. They don't realize that one out of every three bites of the food on their plate comes from honeybee-pollinated crops. You know, without the honeybees, you're in a massive starvation scenario in one season. And the honeybees are being destroyed, many think, in part by genetically modified crops.
Well, notice where they're dying. It's everywhere where GMO crops are being grown. They even have maps, as you know, showing it's all around growth belts where GMO is being grown.
Yeah, you know, ultimately this comes down to just an amazing example of human arrogance and stupidity. For these scientists to think that they're smarter than nature.
They're eugenicists.
They're just going to dominate nature.
Right.
It's so foolish and it's self-destructive.
Mike. Mike, I keep interrupting because everything you're saying is so true. But on this point, remember Dr. Eric Pianca that said he wants 90% of us to die? He can't wait for Ebola to mutate and it's going to be great. And he gets standing ovations, the UT scientist, biologist. I tracked his graduate students. I tracked them. You know where most of them are working? GMO food, and they openly say they want all humans sterilized and dead. So, this isn't an accident, Mike. This is their religion is killing us. They say we're a parasite that needs to, that all of us need to be killed.
Well, that's a perfect example of the kind of insanity that we're both observing out there. I mean, sometimes, even for me, sometimes it's hard to believe that a human being could be so evil. But you're right. When you look at the evidence, that's the only conclusion you can come to. And the people who haven't reached that conclusion yet have not seen the evidence or refuse to embrace it, refuse to recognize it. There's a lot of denial out there on health and GMOs.
Yeah, I'm not going to live in denial anymore, myself included. But I was interrupting. Keep getting into what's happening. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the wrap-up right there. We could go into lots of details, but the bottom line is that genetically modified organisms can be quite poisonous. They're breeding infertility in people who consume them. And get this, the FDA, our old friends at the FDA, they would prefer that consumers don't know which products have genetically modified organisms in them and which ones don't.
That's right. They've passed laws to... 75% of the food product can be GMO, and they can still certify it as organic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the FDA doesn't want the consumer to know anything. They don't want foods to be labeled when they're irradiated, and that's a whole big issue that's going to come up next year.
What about these bacteria-eating viruses they're basting the lunch meats in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the virus treatments. Well, just another kooky example of weird Frankenstein science being applied to the food supply. I mean, what else are they going to come up with? Like, they treat the almonds with chemicals. They fumigate the almonds, and then they sell them as raw. They pasteurize them, and they sell them as raw. I mean, the labeling is completely out of control. This is why I say, Alex, the FDA has literally become an enemy of the people. It's out of control. It's like the Fed applied to healthcare. You know, the Fed is out of control with the money supply. The FDA is out of control with healthcare.
That's what's wrong with socialized healthcare. Not just that it would always be bankrupt and folks would always steal the money in government. That always happens. But they want global socialized healthcare so they can force all of their eugenics on us. You know, that's the whole point, folks. The government's evil. We don't want what they have. They're bad.
Well, that's right. And one of the proposals under the Obama healthcare plan is to force people to buy into the health insurance plans and criminalize those who refuse to buy it.
That's right.
For example, I don't buy health insurance. Why would I want to go to a doctor? I have no need to go to a doctor because of my lifestyle. You know, unless I fall down or something and get injured somewhere, then I'll pay for that out of pocket. But I don't need to buy health insurance, and healthy Americans are opting out of the system right now and saving a fortune. Why should they be criminalized for taking care of their health and choosing not to waste money on unnecessary insurance?
Oh, it's total control. We are in. I mean, they are really moving. And they've got cancer cures, folks. They give them to people like Armstrong and others to be their little pets. And so sick. So sick what they're doing. You're on for 2 hours next Thursday, my friend. You've agreed to do that from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And I want to get into some calls from Steve, Jason, Tom, Jake, Matt. They'll be all over the map, but that's fine. But I wanted to play this clip. I think this is the right clip that John had. I never played it a few days ago. This is about a quick procedure to get sterilized. And in all the magazines for 15, 16-year-old girls, I mean all of them, on the newsstands, it's get sterilized. This beautiful girl, she's trendy. And the girls are like, Mommy, sterilize me. And the HPV shots and all the rest of it. Let's go ahead and... Play this clip.
This is not the right clip.
Oh, it's not the right clip?
No, Paul just sent me this contaminated baby formula clip.
Oh, it's a contaminated baby formula clip.
Yeah.
No, I sent you one. I bet Kirk can send it. It was something like get sterilized in 30 seconds or something, I think is the name of it. And it's a news program, which is actually a PR paid for piece that was on the news going, it's so wonderful. I'm sterilized. Oh, my God. I love it. It's so good. What are some of the other things you're working on? I mean, HPV, we knew in the trials that it killed a bunch of people. Now it's widespread. People are dying. They're having autoimmune problems. And now they're saying they want to shoot boys up with it. And then they admit the vaccine doesn't even protect you from that type of virus.
Yeah, I sometimes think I have to give these experts a little remedial anatomy lesson, you know, because it's supposed to protect against cervical cancer, and boys don't have a cervix. You got to remind these folks what they're dealing with here.
You're with Al-Qaeda.
You got your soundbite up there?
No, I don't. I was saying you're with Al-Qaeda saying that boys don't have a cervix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anybody who questions, go ahead.
Stephen Sundoff, he's the director of the Food and Drug Administration, Food Safety and Applied Nutrition Department. Here's what he said about melamine on Friday. He said, quote, "I don't know the reason it's appearing in some products and not others. I really don't want to speculate on why it is, because the real answer is that we don't know at this point." That's the FDA's authority for you right there. They don't know, but they say it's safe.
And now there's a widespread program on record, fleshed out a bit more, because I want to do our own story on it and link whatever you guys put out. Specifically, you're trying to go to all these labs. How many labs did you contact to test other products, not just baby formula? And specifically, what types of products are they? And then you're saying all these labs are saying, no, 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 we're not going to test that for you.
I don't want to reveal yet what types of products they are, because I don't want to be preempted by any of these companies.
I understand.
But we called 10 different labs. Only one agreed to test at levels below one part per million. And they said they would test at levels as low as 20 parts per billion. The other said they won't do the test. Because the FDA standard is now one part per million. But these are products that are made by big companies, and they contain milk protein. So that's what we're searching for. And we're going to tell the truth about what we find. You know, we're going to post the lab results ourselves. I'm not going to be timid about it. The public deserves to know. I mean, somebody's got to do actual journalism in this country, you know, Alex?
Absolutely.
I mean, the AP did a good job. You know, I congratulate them for filing the Freedom of Information Act request. Good job on the AP's part. They don't always do a good job, but they did it in that case. But we got to follow up on this and test more products. I mean, the FDA, we're doing the FDA's job.
Well, you know, under the Patriot Act, they made it law that any private investigators trying to investigate chemical plants dumping poison, that's national security and that's terrorism. And they actually put out an arrest warrant for Greg Palast of ABC News and the BBC for videotaping a FEMA camp in Mississippi. I mean, this is now it's terrorism if you talk about the poison in the food.
Well, the USDA has made it illegal for cattle farmers to test their own cows for mad cow disease. Don't forget about that fact, too.
In fact, there was a big premium prime beef company, in Missouri, who got shut down because they were doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how insane has it become, really, when companies trying to test for problems, trying to increase food safety, are branded criminals and put out of business?
Well,
I mean, it's
insane. Now have tens of thousands a year in the U.S. and other Western nations getting the early onset of Alzheimer's when they're 25, 30.
Yeah. This is, in part, I believe, caused by vaccines. And, in fact, there was an excellent article written by Byron Richards, another health freedom champion. We published it on naturalnews.com a couple of weeks ago. He talked about the chemicals in vaccines having a purposeful inflammatory effect in order to incite an immune system response to the weakened genetic material in the vaccine. And these inflammation chemicals may be contributing very strongly to Alzheimer's.
Well, they've conclusively proven that many brain disorders like Parkinson's is due to now environmental outside sources triggering chronic inflammation or chronic allergic response in the brain.
That's right. We've got C-reactive proteins, another indicator of inflammation in the cardio system. Basically, inflammation is bad for you, and vaccines promote inflammation.
Well, I mean, here's an example. GMO foods, as you know, are doing this as well. My grandmother never had allergies in her whole life. My mother never had them. I never had them. Now everybody basically has them. And it's the GMO food, any of it, you get an allergic response to it, and then any amount of it, it then triggers an autoimmune spike to where then you start having problems with everything that's in the natural world.
Yeah, that's right. The hypersensitivity caused by these chemicals is very real. A lot of people suffer from it. They go to their doctor, and unfortunately, they just get treated with medication rather than, you know, undergoing any honest assessment of the source of their problems.
Here's the sterilization clip. This is a little PR piece that was put on news about how wonderful it is to get sterilized.
Alana Fix is 34 years old, and she'll never have a period again.
The pregnancies were wonderful. Our lives are wonderful. So we are complete.
Her family of four complete, Alana decided to stop her heavy periods.
My first 3 days were very heavy. And then I would like spot for 7 days, which would get really old.
Good morning.
Dr. Dennis Eisenberg, an OBGYN, recommended a newer method of endometrial ablation.
This is just a new technique that makes it much simple, much easier on the patient and the doctor.
This is for women who don't want any or any more children. Performed in a doctor's office in 90 seconds, cells on the lining of the uterus are burned. 75% of patients never menstruate again. The others have light spotting once a month.
They'll still maintain their same hormonal fluctuations, but they just won't bleed with their cycles.
Once I took some medicine, went to bed, woke up in the morning, and if I had a job, I could have gone to work the next day.
That time of the month behind her, Alana can now focus fully on her two little girls. Meredith Land, NBC News.
Okay, now, I've seen studies showing that the menstrual cycle is the reason women on average live about 6 years longer in every culture than men, because it allows them to detoxify. Also, I've seen studies years ago that women that have had similar procedures, then all the toxins build up. It's still being delivered by the blood supply in there to be offloaded if the woman hasn't been made pregnant, hasn't been impregnated. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, the procedure described in that audio clip, I mean, it's just sick, Alex. It's sick. It's criminal, in my opinion. Maiming women, they're scarring them for life internally, physically. I mean, you're right. That menstruation is a normal part of being a female human being. It's a necessary part of being healthy. The blood needs to flow for lots of different reasons.
Well, the studies out there show that women who have abortions have massive increases in cancer because it messes with hormones. And she's probably, and I've seen the studies on this, having all the spotting and problems because of all the hormones in the food she's eating.
But you know what's so disturbing about that clip is the willingness of that woman to go along with this procedure and to praise it. It's just like the people who love to be microchipped. You know, how stupid can you be, people, to let these mad scientists do this stuff to you and then be happy that you were just maimed for life? That's the most disturbing part about it.
I agree. Let's jam in a phone call or two, and then we'll continue taking phone calls. Is Steve in Chicago still there?
Go ahead, Steve.
Steve in Chicago. Thanks for holding her on the air.
I hate to change the subject, Alex, but you were talking about our governor as a gun grabber. Keep in mind one thing. Who's spurring this on and instigating is Alderwoman Sandy Jackson, the daughter-in-law of Jesse Jackson, or the wife of Congressman Jackson. She's the one that's instigating this whole thing. Secondly, keep in mind that the Jacksons, Jr., are the godparents of the Obama daughters.
Well, I know that he's going to be the new senator, isn't he? I mean, people have all got their loan issues. Hey, man, I just reported they're doing gun confiscation with the Army in Illinois. And then it gets turned into I'm covering up the Jacksons. I don't even know anything about that specifically. But
anytime you say something that's true, that is blunt, Alex, you know, you're going to invoke a lot of different reactions. And the only way to avoid doing that is to say nothing. And that's what the mainstream media does.
Yeah, they just milquetoast garbage. It's incredible. All right, we'll be right back in the final segment with the Health Ranger. Be sure and check out his website, healthranger.org. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, I'm going to skip this break, too, and take calls because I want to get everybody in here. Jason in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jason. These callers have been holding for a million years, so that's probably why they're all over the map. Okay, bye-bye, Jason. Tom in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom. Yeah, I should just flush all the old calls when this happens, but I don't do it because they've been holding so long. Jake in Australia. Bet he's not there. He's been holding an hour. Jake in Australia, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How you going, man?
Take it off speakerphone, bro. Yeah. You're on the air. Can't understand a word on speakerphone.
Yeah, I understand you, dude.
Hey, just so out to all the international callers there, I've been waiting for you for 1 hour and 23 minutes, and I haven't paid a cent. So that 100-800 number actually works on Skype. You don't pay a cent.
Good.
I'm calling Skype now.
Good. I'm sorry for not getting to you. Go ahead. You're on the air.
You're all right. You don't have to apologize for nothing, man. If Neil Armstrong and you were in the same room and I only had one handshake, it would be you.
Oh, thank you.
Right. What was the name of the lead organizer of the 9/11 victims' families you interviewed about 6 months ago, and you asked him direct, what is the consensus over there, man, with the 9/11 victims' families?
And he said, around
50% believe 9/11 inside job.
Yeah,
right?
It's Bill Doyle. Yeah, 50% or more believe it's an inside job. And he believes
it. Because I was trying to Google it, you know, just using my Doyle. All right. Cheers for that, dude. Because I'm being attacked full-blown on YouTube. Do you think it's even worth arguing in the comment sections in YouTube? You were saying earlier on, these guys can't be this stupid. You know, I find that hard to believe too, man. And so these guys on YouTube attacking you, what I want to know is what you imagine, like, using your gut visceral. Well, what percentage of these guys are useful idiots?
Let me explain. It's a snowball or a mockingbird. The operative says it over and over again, then weak minds parrot it. So I'd say 90% of them are just damaged goods. They attack everybody. They're just unhappy, mentally destroyed. And about 10% are operatives, are paid bloggers. We know that. It's on record.
And they provocative. And only because 10% are, Alex. Now, man, I want to get on to this one. This one, the Sean Fitzgerald tragedy, right? Now, these guys are trying to use this.
Yeah, well, just ignore it. I mean, I could tell that person was, and I appreciate your call. I got to jump here. I could tell that person was mentally ill when I was getting the phone calls, okay? And that's why I poo-pooed it on air and just said, you know, I think that guy's had some problems. And so I'm not involved in it, and that's the way it is. I have millions of listeners. We're going to have schizophrenic listeners, and I feel sorry for them. God bless that family. Okay, let's go back to the full audience. What COINTELPRO does, if you read the Army manuals, the FBI manuals, is they try to get us into controversies to argue about things that don't matter or side issues instead of getting the word out and reaching out to people and affecting change. That's what they want. And that's why I don't spend time in these diversions and distractions. You know, our guest is Mike Adams, and I hope you'll check out healthranger.org and some of the other websites that he is affiliated with. Just a great guy, books and videos and materials and audios, most of it free up there on the site. And some of the books and videos he mentioned that he hasn't produced and put out, we sell at InfoWars.com on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. So I hope you get Genetic Roulette and Siege of Destructions, the books and videos, because your life depends on it, and it's very important information. That's why we have them heavily discounted on the website. You know what? I'm not going to take any more calls because we're just out of time, and I'll be back live tomorrow. But in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, Mike, you've got the floor. Tell us about what you guys are up to, how folks can get involved, millions of people visiting your sites, exponentially growing, and how people can protect themselves and their families.
Well, thanks for that opportunity, Alex. Our main site is naturalnews.com. If you go there, you can sign up for the free email newsletter. We post the breaking news several times a day, and we have a very people-powered or people-empowered point of view on this. We are, you know, we stand for freedom, and we're against what the FDA is doing to America. We're against the exploitation of people by big companies, by big pharma. We're against genetically modified organisms. You know, we stand for truth and honesty and healing in medicine. And the big issue that's coming up next year, I think, is going to be what I call gunpoint medicine, Alex. And that's where they're going to start criminalizing people who say no to vaccines. They've already done it in some states, Maryland, for example. It's going to spread. And we're going to see people being arrested and having their children taken away from them because they are attempting to protect their children from these dangerous vaccines. And we got to fight that, folks. We got to stand up and demand real health freedoms, Ron Paul style. That's the only way we're going to get.
Well, I mean, in Maryland, I had the state attorney on, and he laughed and said, I don't give my children shots. And I said, it's not the law. You kick them out for being truant and then trigger those criminal charges. And he laughed at me on air. The arrogance, and they had police dogs out, 1,500 kids and their parents crying, saying, I don't want the shots being shot up, and there's no law. I mean,
they line them up like cattle. It's literally a rounding up of human beings for the purposes of invading their bodies with dangerous chemicals that make money for big pharma and create future profits because of the way they harm these children. You got to realize they're not just making money on the shot. They're making money on all the side effects and problems that are caused by the shots.
Absolutely. And the compartmentalized doctors, they're not research physicians. They don't know. And they're like, how dare you attack me? But more and more, they're finding out what's going on. It's like the head dentist, government official, I forget his name, I've had him on in Canada, who 20 years ago got him fluoridated. Then he found out it wasn't calcium fluoride, it was deadly sodium fluoride, and under that name, all these other chemicals from toxic waste, and he said, let's get it out. I didn't know this.
It's all a deception game out there in conventional medicine. Be informed, folks. Empower yourself. Save yourself. Save your family.
It's all a bait and switch. We'll talk to you next Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central. With Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Fire out some of the other sites, Mike.
Naturalnews.com. That's the main site. And we'll have articles there every day.
All right. You're doing a super job. Look forward to the whole melamine baby formula. I know we're radical. Mommy should just give their babies milk, not out of a factory. Appreciate you, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
God bless you all. Get those videos at InfoWars.com. Get the book at InfoWars.com. Learn what's in your food. Rebroadcast starts now with all the big important guests we had on today on Key Info. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.